The views expressed on this Turnbuckle Tabloid live stream or Turnbuckle Tabloid podcast episode do not reflect the views, thoughts, or opinions of the RageWorks brand, including the RageWorks podcast network, RageWorks content partners, advertisers, and affiliates. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
This is Mr. 619, Rey Mysterio. And when I'm not doing lucha things, like making lucha breakfast or drinking lucha Gatorade, and with my son Dominic winning the tag team championship with my son, and I'm listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
3, 2, 1.
Jump man. Woo! Hey, what's up, guys? I'm glad that you caught me out there in the studio. I just want to let you guys know that View from the Six just dropped. Right now, I'm in a good place, man. I'm glad that it dropped. Summer 16 is going to be a big tour coming out. I want to make sure you guys jump up on it. But while you out there on that tour route, join us on concert. I got a beverage out there for y'all. Y'all already know on Instagram. I'm known as the Champagne Poppy, but I came up with something while I was out there in the Dominican Republic and in Puerto Rico and stuff. I just tasted something and I was like, wow, I gotta put that in the mix for OVO, you know what I mean? So yeah, I got this thing called Cola Champagne Poppy, you know? It's that thing, it's that soda, it's also that liquor, gotta mix them. Good blends, tastes like bubblegum, smell like shit, but it's still sucking, you know what I mean? And while you out there bumping the album, and you doing your thing with your shorties, while I'm out there, you know, trying to make things right with my shorties, because apparently, you know, I play that music that, you know, speak from the heart. While she's out there messing with that next dude, I'm over here, like, trying to... Anyway, once we get it together, you know, I can bring it to the crib and we can drink that Cola Champagne Poppy, you know what I mean? So be sure, guys, it's tour coming up, got the views from the Six, everything's lit. You don't need to come down unless you drink your Cola Champagne Poppy with me. That's right, y'all, so check it out, man. It's your boy Drizzy Drake. Holla at me, man. One.
Cola Champagne Poppy, that drink that'll make you say, I miss my girlfriend. This commercial is brought to you by
the Regular Season Sportscast.
This is the Absolute Chris Cage, and you are listening to Turnbuckle Tabloid.
Give me a fucking mic! Turnbuckle Tabloid, cutting a promo.
So apparently everybody's losing their shit these days because AEW has sold 11,000 tickets for Forbidden Door. And I go, huh?
They sold out.
Yeah.
That's what they claim.
Yeah. And I'm going, okay. No fucking shit.
Yeah.
Of course they were.
For a big show like this in Chicago?
I mean.
Makes sense.
Huh?
It makes sense.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, everybody's been waiting for this for 3 years now.
Were they, though?
Honestly, yeah.
I think, to me...
Back in the day when they're running shows at Jacksonville and you had Kento running in the teaser.
But you see, everybody as in who? And this is a conversation that needs to be addressed because not many people understand that wrestling is like music where do you have people who are big aficionados and love music, but there are people who have their niche. They have their genres that they enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, like for me, for instance, I'm a big wrestling fan, but I fucking hate deathmatch. I'm not a fan of it.
Same.
And people will sit there and
defend
fucking,
it to the fucking
to the death.
To death.
Pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, but, you know, there's others that sit there and say that just because they rode the wave either years ago with Japanese wrestling or they're mm-hmm. new fans to it now, whatever the case may be, they believe that is the be-all, end-all. Which, by the way, if you're a Japanese wrestling fan and you got on it now, mm-hmm. you lost the wave years ago. Because, all right, compared to... what Japanese wrestling was back then to what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion, Japanese wrestling right now is shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it lost its way. Mm. I think that it's gone to where they love the longer matches.
They love their 60-minute draws.
They rely on it way too much. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to do it now. Even your high flyers, everything has to be strong style somewhere. Or another, right?
Somebody has to break their neck,
which is fine, and in their world, but somebody also has
to break their neck to be over.
But with that, also, when you flip the switch on that, is that now your high flyers have to do something that's nonsensical in wrestling. When you would look like like guys like Hayabusa, when you looked at Jushin Thunder Liger, when you looked at even when Benoit and fucking Tiger Mask had their matches and shit like that, their styles made sense.
Mm-hmm.
These days, and not to take anything away from the athleticism, like when you see like an Ospreay and Roppongi and all those guys, whatever the case may be. It's still looks great, mm-hmm. but it's nonsensical. So if you became a New Japan Japanese wrestling fan now, but yet want to argue with somebody about Japanese wrestling is so much better than what American wrestling is, it's like, mm-mm. It's all shit these days.
Yeah.
So now... AEW is opening the Forbidden Door with and I love the fact
with Forbidden Door
with New Japan, which I'm not opposed. I love it. I'm a fan of it. I want it to happen,
mm-hmm.
and this is what needs to happen. I'm so with having more wrestling, more dream matches, more possibilities of what can happen. What's your first thoughts when this happened, when you heard it?
Honestly, when if it was first announced, I was like, finally. Honestly, at this point, because it's like we've been waiting for this for, like I said, 3 years at this point, and now the counting down the days. It's like, because I'm like worried about, like, I don't know, not like worried, but more of like how this build is gonna go, because mm-hmm. we have Double or Nothing coming up. And then it's like a month afterwards that we have this show. So it's like, I'm thinking there's going to be something building at Double or Nothing that's definitely going to happen.
Right.
Not sure what it's going to be. And then when it comes to the matchups, because it's like, depending on what they're going to do, there's either going to be positive or negative reaction to what the matches are going to be. Because it's going to be like, oh, this guy shouldn't be facing him. You should be facing him. Like, why are they doing that? Like that type of thing.
I'm more inclined to where when the pay-per-view fucking happens, it better start like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because I know they're going to fucking have every match that's 45 minutes long.
16 matches on the show.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. it's not warranted.
That's another thing, too. One thing we said about when I messaged you about, what was it, Revolution? It was a good show, but the show has to stop ending at midnight.
It's just...
It can't keep going to midnight.
Long matches does not equate to great matches.
Well, and also, long matches don't equate to a great show.
But this is what this is the Meltzer fucking barometer mm-hmm. that they keep catering to.
Yeah,
it's the Meltzer barometer.
How long can we go, and how many stars can we get?
We've seen Bret Hart have 15-minute, 20-minute matches, and they were great.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen fucking
Shawn Michaels
have fucking 10-minute matches, and they're great.
Yeah,
it's depending on the temperature of what it is, of the angle, and what the fans are receptive to.
I don't understand why,
and if there's many times, and I don't like to pick on AEW for that too much, because other promotions, WWE has done it as well.
They're worse.
But they are the quintessential individual matches that are there that went way too long for me. And I know a lot of people would sit there and go, well, did you have to build, like, for me, the although it was a great match for me, the CM Punk and MJF match, I thought it went too long. There were certain things that didn't fucking have to go. You could have cut that match down by 5, maybe 6 minutes. Like, it didn't have to be that long.
You were saying the same thing for Danielson and Moxley.
Right. Once again, didn't have to run that long. That
six-man trios match did not have to be that long.
Didn't have to go that long. But when we're looking at AEW, how they run, and we're looking at how New Japan runs. Mm-hmm. New Japan, when it comes to certain events like the Super Juniors and those, whatever, they know that those are the kind of matches that, all right, we could get so much done in 10 minutes, blah, 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 dun, 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 hit, hit, hit.
Yeah.
But when you get that fucking angle that it hits 35-minute, 42-minute mark, it's like, fuck, shit. I don't even fucking have sex that long. Shit. Like, yo, let's cut it down, bro. I mean, sometimes you got to go home.
I mean, me, Ray, and Ben actually stood up. We stayed up all night watching Wrestle Kingdom, I believe, like 2 years in a row. It was when Jericho was on.
I was watching it at work.
But we were, like, up all night. Like, I was, like, we take turns, like, sleeping, like, during the show. And then, like, by the time, like, the main event's fucking going, it was, like, Okada and Naito. And, like, we're looking at Steve, like, fucking, like, stop. Like,
yeah.
End it.
Yeah.
And then, like, when, like, Okada cut this promo, and I'm like, oh, my God, we get it.
Yeah. Like I said, I would watch it at work. It would start at 2, and then finish at fucking 6:30, 7 o'clock.
No, the pre-show would start, like, at 2 and the 2:30, and then you wait another fucking half hour for the real show to start. And you're like, my God.
Exactly. It's almost like you got to be on cocaine to watch this shit. So my only hope is that when it comes to this show.
I don't want to say this about New Japan, but the last time I think New Japan had a real spotlight like this was the MSG show. When people had to say when they killed
the Ring of Honor.
When they killed Ring of Honor in Madison Square Garden.
Right.
And then unfortunately the pandemic hit and then all their American shows were canceled.
Yeah.
Because they were going to run MSG again and then I think they were going to do some other states. And then the pandemic hit. Then everybody was restricted over there. They weren't running shows for half a year.
Yeah, I think that.
I think this is the chance to get back in the spotlight. And a lot of their current guys are still there, but a lot of the stories are unknown. Like I try to watch certain things. Like I understand. Like currently, Gorillaz and Dusty are out of the Bull Club. Juice Robinson just joined them.
Right.
Like that type of stuff. And then it's like when it's like. When Roppongi 3K broke up, I was taken aback by that. I was like, wait, when did that happen? I had to go back. That was back in like December, and then they had their big Wrestle Kingdom match. I was like, oh, okay. And then it was like other type of stuff. Like you have to. There's so many layers to New Japan where it's like you can get lost.
But this is why I say it's such a niche thing to where people actually believe that this is fucking great, which I said is great because it opens up the door, you know, quote, pun intended, whatever the case may be, to where it opens up the American audience to it. But it's also, it also hurts because you get to that point you introduce people to this promotion and they're like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
Here's Kota Ibushi. Like, right. Here's why you should care about him.
Well, they wouldn't know Kota if like they were WWE because he was in the Cruiserweight tournament. They'll know
right.
Him from
like
that.
Like that's a
but they wouldn't know. Thing. They wouldn't know Naito because Naito's as like not.
He's barely in the States.
Right, and he doesn't do.
Suzuki is more known at this point than Naito and Okada.
Right.
And I love fucking Okada. I think Okada's one of the greatest wrestlers of this generation.
Like, Tanahashi is like one of the fucking greatest wrestlers.
If you were to tell people, he had this company on his back for 2 decades,
right,
and people would be like, No, we didn't. He's a fucking U.S. champion right now. It's like, but no, he had this company on his back. This company would have died if Tanahashi didn't rise.
Like, people didn't understand.
You have to go back to 2006.
The only name that people would know if they looked in the fucking dirts or what looked in the fucking social media was like Okada. Because everybody would say, this is the John Cena of that of their company for that time. Tanahashi, who's been fucking another standout there for the longest time.
Right.
And it's like, we're having this done, and you're looking out at what's the payoff, right? Right, right. Mm. What is it going to be? Is it going to be that, are we going to display New Japan? Or are we going to do what AEW did was where we just fucking buried ROH, put your fucking stars now as the lead-in as new champs? Because I could go through the gambit and go, what the fuck did we just do with how you just restarted ROH with your stars and none of them make sense as champions?
Well, I'll say this about the MSG show, because I was there live. A lot of the fans there were more interested in the New Japan matches than the Ring of Honor matches.
Because they wanted to see them.
Right, because I think Ring of Honor's booking at the time was in the dog shit.
Yeah, they were in decline.
They had the three-way ladder match. Lethal, Taven, and Skrull. And people wanted Skrull to win. But knowing what the storyline was going, Taven was winning.
Right.
And people were pissed. Like, people were not happy until... I wouldn't say that. I think they wanted the Ring of Honor matches to get the fuck out of the way and just see the New Japan guys.
Right. But you book a promotion, right? Especially with something that's, something that's...
And that was a show that was under the Ring of Honor name.
And you want to showcase a promotion that's coming out, especially now that New Japan has New Japan Strong.
Right.
That's the American side.
Another thing, too. You have to follow that, too, because a lot of the AEW guys, Impact guys, former WWE guys are there, and you're like, okay, who's here to stay?
Right.
And who's here to visit?
Right. And it's like, I mean, I get that when as a wrestling fan, you have to search for certain shit. But now that you have this big promotion that's coming in, that's overseas and all this stuff, right? My whole problem with it is that you want to have this partnership, this relationship that goes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you want to sit there and be like, well, this is great for wrestling, you still in the back of the mind, which is also the Vince theory that he's done. He did it prior as well, which is your guys are not going to go over my fucking guys.
Yeah, no, Vince would put his foot down.
And if anything leads to what Tony did with Ring of Honor, where he just basically took every fucking title that Ring of Honor had and gave it to somebody else in AEW.
AEW roster.
Right. And the only one that still holds a ROH fucking title
is Gresham.
Which I'm not, the only one I'm not really upset with is the Mercedes Martinez one, because
that makes sense.
Right. And Perrazzo is
Impact, loyal, AAA.
Right. She's
has her commitments. She doesn't have AEW ring.
But everything else is like, you're fucking kidding me? Like,
Wheeler Yuta.
Which, by the way, and the greatest thing that came out of that was the fucking Briscoes and FTR match. That was fucking phenomenal.
And Briscoes are not signed. And this is a sign of Impact.
Right. So that was fantastic that occurred. I could get that. But still. Only match only, because you could have still gave the Briscoes whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, with this coming in, I'm more inclined to say, how and are they going to be taken care of, the New Japan guys coming in? What do you think that they will be taken care of coming in?
I'm gonna say a lot of the matches, when we talk about them, there's going to be a lot of 50-50. Like, the certain guys that are getting the current push that will get wins, and people that are on their way downward that really don't need wins are going to lose. When it comes to AEW guys, I think a lot of them are seasoned enough where if they're told to lose, I think they're going to be like, okay, well, I'll lose.
Well, I'll look at it like this.
It's not as political as we think, as WWE is.
I don't know, because Suzuki comes in.
He loses all the fucking time. He don't care.
Yeah, but...
He's always, this is his final run. He doesn't care.
Okay, Ishii comes in.
Yeah, he loses all the time. Again, but he's also seasoned. He doesn't need wins.
Roppongi comes in with Rocky Romero and all that.
I don't want to say it, but it's like they're all little whores and they don't care. Like,
as long as
they get a spotlight. But this is what I'm saying.
Don't they all? But you could honestly like say Okada that they will all say, like, look like that.
Okada will definitely be like, okay, I'll lose to
who?
Brian Danielson, a punk. Or I'll put over Hangman if you want. Or I'll go competitive with Hangman. You'll be like that.
Okay, I'm looking at Okada right now, right?
Because, you know, he's definitely going to be the main event.
He has to be.
Right.
Okay.
Depends on who. I guess whatever happens.
All right. If he's not the main event, if he's not even booked at all, right?
Which would be weird.
Does it fuck the whole shit up?
Yes. Because okay. everybody bought their ticket for one guy.
Okay.
And that's gonna it's going to be Okada that okay. they want to see.
So Double or Nothing is when?
May 29th.
So does...
And then Forbidden Door is June 28th.
Does Punk win?
Yes.
So
I think he immediately challenges
we'll see Punk
Okada
versus Okada, right?
For a champion versus champion.
Okay, right. Okay.
If that's what
how they that's smart booking.
If they're gonna do champions against champions, that would be booking. One of them that I would say do.
Right, but that would be smart booking.
Right, best right. of the world versus best of the world.
Right. Okay.
If Punk doesn't win, though, I would say another option would be him and Naito.
Which for me makes more sense because. Me, I want to see that.
Yeah, and then you also do Okada and Brian. With Brian, you can do a Brian Okada or Brian against Tanahashi.
No, I think more if I were looking at it that way, mm-hmm. technically wise, I would love to see Brian Zack Sabre Jr. Something like that.
Okay, yeah, I was also gonna say him.
I would do that.
Right.
Let
it be like a submission, like ultimate submission stip. Something like that. Like
fun match. Three. Fun match. I mean, Naito's probably like, he's one of my favorite guys there.
He's very underrated.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorite guys there.
Yeah.
Who I would book him, and I just, my hair started standing just thinking about it because I didn't even think about it before.
Okay.
I would book him against MJF.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I agree. I 100% agree with that. So we'll lock up that one in.
Yeah. I like that. To me, that just...
Dick heel against a dick heel would work.
Dick heel versus dick heel. And it's also youth versus the older statesman. And that's an easy match that Naito will put him over.
Yeah.
That'd be
huge for MJF if he could beat him.
Now, the ones that
so are we locking in Okada and Punk and Naito and MJF?
If the cards were laid out the way that it should be, mm-hmm. because I think that Paige's run has been
okay for the most part.
It hasn't been big, and I think that's their fault. Mm-hmm. They didn't really put him.
The timing is off.
Timing's off.
Like, he should have been champion maybe a year or 2 years ago. If
I actually thought he should have waited later.
Right.
I thought he could have
that's
had
fair
a
as well.
He could have had a long. He could have got the.
It could chase been, it could like a 5 year drought of him not getting the title.
Maybe not five. Maybe
maybe like start with the TNT title thing.
Something like that. Give him the build up.
Right.
You could have made the TNT title more prevalent with mm-hmm. it with him getting it. But I also looked at
Hangman's
weird position. With the way that the roster is right now, and. When you look at the tier of guys that's there, you didn't really build him to be in these marquee matches. When
Omega, if Hangman doesn't have the belt, there's really no space for him on the show.
Mm. And it wasn't easy because with Omega, it was easy to book him with anybody because yeah. Omega had a straight run of fucking dream matches.
Yeah.
That was what it was.
It was on a weekly basis.
Yeah. Moxley was easy because with Moxley, he came from another promotion. He got the title. It was a straight run easy. It was
Jericho's run was easy too.
And Jericho was easy because he was the vet that was the pompous ass and you could have put him easy.
And his reign was short.
Right.
Him getting the belt was eyes on the product.
Right. Right now, Paige.
If he would have a match at Forbidden Door, it would probably be
now. And this is what
probably against like Jay White.
No, okay, that's one.
Bullet Club against former Bullet Club.
Right. Member. But he's another one that I would sit there because the two individuals in New Japan right now that I would find difficult to book with AEW would be Tanahashi and Takahashi. Those are two guys that I would see that maybe Paige fits in one of those matches. Maybe.
Which one's Takahashi?
Takahashi is the one that used to come out with the cat.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be right, but I was trying.
I know. I used to get confused with them as well.
I would think, like, for him, like, with his Daredevil stuff, like a Darby Allin.
Right.
Like, I'm expecting some multi-man matches.
Right, so,
like,
right.
Like, Ishimori, Takahashi, Allin, and Jungle Boy type
thing. So then, for me, Paige would wrestle Tanahashi. It would look like a good match for
Ace
that.
Ace versus Ace.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know, I can't reference it on top of my head if it ever happened in New Japan before.
Yeah.
But for the American audience, I think it would work greatly.
Another match I just thought of for, like, Naito, I know we agree on the MJF thing, but him and Andrade, because they have history.
Yes. Former, that'll be a good one.
The two guys that started LIG.
Right.
LIJ.
The LIJ match.
It'd be a very interesting matchup.
Yes. And yeah, that'll work.
The only thing that sucks is like the tag team matches. Because the current IWGP champions are Owens and Fale. And they're not really an established team.
Right.
You have to think of Gorillas of Destiny. That's the only real team. And the fucking Good Brothers. God damn it.
Oh, please. Jesus.
Gorillas of Destiny against, like, the Hardys, against Red Dragon, Young Bucks. Like, those are matches, like, we've also seen before. That's the only problem.
Now,
the tag division isn't really strong in New Japan.
Okay, so, but now, and this is what I'm saying, like, AEW hasn't really built up their roster of what they've had for the past 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a hodgepodge, a mishmash of how do we set these matches up? Mm-hmm. Because they really haven't shown anybody that, for anyone who knows the New Japan mm-hmm. roster,
right.
Shingo Takagi, who would you fucking put against him?
I had a name before. Something like Keith Lee, Wardlow, Lance Archer.
Archer would be different. I mean, Archer would be exact because he's been there, right. So he knows that.
But with Teresa Push and Takagi, you were expected to go against another top guy. I mean, Moxley?
Yeah.
Mox, it makes sense.
Yeah. I think that'll probably be the best fit. Takagi and Mox will probably be the best fit.
The women, I think the women would have to face each other, weren't they? Like Rio and Shida, like technically represent Japan.
There's no women that's gonna be on there.
Exactly. There's no New Japan. There's no roster. There's no title.
Women's not there. And that's not.
You know they're gonna try and put the women on the show.
Their women matches are like fuck. I mean, their women roster is fucking limited.
They would have to go to fucking Stardom or the other promotions.
Okay, so let's go to tag team wise. Where do we go tag team?
Like I mentioned, the Gorillas of Destiny definitely would be one of the teams I would think of against like the Hardys, Jurassic Express, Bucks, Red Dragon, FTR. The Gorillas of Destiny against FTR.
Yes.
That would be definitely the one to do.
Yeah, that would probably be the one that... And that probably be the one that steals the fucking show, too.
Definitely.
Yeah, that would be the one that steals the show.
And you can have, like, the Good Brothers on... I expect a lot of multi-man matches.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to have the trios. They're going to have the four-man. Yeah.
Good Brothers, FTR, and, like, the Bucks type shit. And have this story of, like... Like, Gorillas of Destiny are on their own, Good Brothers and Bucks are together type shit, and FTR is, like, all, like, on their own type thing.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, like, I see
AEW's
that...
AEW's tag division is probably more stacked than originally it was.
Who, AEW's?
Yeah.
Yeah, but matching up against New Japan's roster, mm-hmm. I don't...
Like, whoever, like, the New Japan never open weight six-man champions are, like... them against like Death Triangle and
like House Ospreay's gonna go against who?
Okay, Ospreay against Darby comes to mind because that like it'd be interesting to see them two flying around.
Right, but you've already booked them against somebody else.
Like Darby would be in the IWGP Junior Heavyweight thing.
You would get probably get Ospreay versus who? Dante.
No.
But this is what I'm saying.
We mentioned Takagi. I think it's Samoa Joe.
Okay.
So for Ospreay, like Bryan comes to mind, MJF comes to mind. Ospreay against. Oh God.
This is what I'm telling you. Listen, Pong. But you've already booked it.
Right.
Now you're going down the roster.
Yeah.
Of guys that you've already booked,
yeah,
and
you have to go down the list of like who's gonna be
who's there. Left,
right?
You're going. This is the mindset that I have. Yeah. Who's left?
For New Japan, they need to bring their top stars. They can't bring like some slow.
Dante versus Will will be cool because it's you know the high flyers. They're going back and forth for the case. Maybe
or like Ospreay against Pac.
Okay, that works for me. That's right. Okay. Or like, but I can see Ospreay. Pac versus
Ray Phoenix.
Takagi. Mm. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that as well.
Yeah. Ishii against. I guess Ishii against Joe. That would make sense as well.
That would be a fun. But saw that, didn't we?
No. Ishii against Cole. Also, I was thinking about like what Adam Cole. Adam Cole against Ospreay would work.
He's gonna be probably. But Cole is gonna. Cole would probably be
it could be Okada against Ospreay. Two AEW guys in right, triple right. threat.
And like I was saying, I could see
I also have to think like what titles like would Okada defend his title against like an AEW guy if he's not
facing. Jay White is in there, but Jay White is fighting who? If they give me the fucking the bailout to where it's like Jay White is AEW representing and he's going against Okada, I'm like, go fuck yourself. I don't want to see this shit.
Mm, like he's a part of the Undisputed Elite.
Yeah. I don't want to see this shit.
You expect the Bullet Club to do a big type thing? Will Ospreay against Christian Cage?
I would say no. I can see that. No, I can see that. I would.
It's like AEW's roster. They already
this is what I'm telling you.
They have a problem already of trying to book all this amazing talent. And this people like Lee and Swerve already being not on the show as much as we okay. want them to be.
I would say Swerve versus Ospreay.
Mm. Yeah.
I could see that.
Right.
That's a good matchup to see. I got that.
Yeah.
If you want
to do your comedy match, Toriano against Orange Cassidy.
Oh yeah, that's easily booked. Yeah. That's easily booked.
That'd be a match you'd be like, oh, fuck this, but it's like, okay, I get the booking reason,
right? But I'm also trying to because we're not booking the Butcher and the Blade against anybody.
I think like a lot of the guys they don't use will be like because they always do like the Honor Rumbles.
Oh, you can put Danhausen versus fucking
How's that against Toriano? Oh, like Hook against Toriano,
like something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
I would have seen Hook versus Sonata.
If Sonata wasn't hurt though,
yeah, right. I would have seen that.
Evil as well. Evil against so many fucking people.
What's his name? The other one. Shit.
You could do Evil.
Taji was it?
Taiji Ishimori.
Yes.
Yeah.
Versus Hook.
Also, that would be the one that you could do Darby Allin as well.
Right. I could have seen that. Yeah. We're missing it.
What's up?
Who's getting Kenta?
Oh, yeah.
It gotta be Punk. It would have to be Punk.
Mm-hmm.
GTS versus GTS. Okay. We would have to do that.
Kota Ibushi as well. See, if Kenny...
But Ibushi is funny, though.
Thing is, if Kenny was around, that'd
be... Ibushi could fight anybody.
Right, but I'm saying it would be like Kota and Kenny.
Ibushi could go with Paige if...
Yeah.
Yeah, Ibushi could go with anybody.
Right.
like I said,
I know a lot of the extra guys.
That's what I forgot. Kento is like, Kento versus Punk is a must have.
Yeah.
GCS versus the GTS is a must. We also, need to have
that. Kento gets black, Malakai black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you keep saying like Punk.
No, I can see I can see black versus evil.
Mm. Yeah.
I can see black versus evil.
Like the house of fight against evil and two other people.
That'll be like a trios match or whatever the case may be, something like that.
Like I said, a lot of these extra guys that we want to see, like Lee, Swerve, Cassie, they might be like in a rumble.
New Japan has their opening card
for the rumble. I'm expecting like a 40-man rumble type, like 20 guys from New Japan, 20 guys from.
But that's what they do.
That'd be fine if the intervals, because I've not that the MSG show, the intervals like 1 minute.
Yeah.
That is perfectly fine. Like, get these fuckers out. Like, go.
You'll see fucking Gun Club and all these motherfuckers going in there doing that shit. Yeah. But as for the marquee guys,
there's going to be a lot of marquee matches.
We definitely would have to see. Like I said, I just thought about it.
I'm expecting like a 16-match show.
And I just thought about it. Do I want to see Okada versus Punk? Or do I want to see Punk Kenta? Oof, man, that's...
Here's how I think it would work. If, say, Punk, we agree Punk wins, then, and for Ben, or he goes, my first defense is going to be a guy I took his finish, Kenta. If they build up that story of let the champions choose their challengers, but it has to be from the other promotion,
right?
That could be an easy type gimmick.
Okay, so
if Kata, Okada has to pick, he goes, I'm going to pick Bryan Danielson. And then Punk goes, I'm going to pick Kenta.
So you
Sammy Guevara is going to pick, I pick Kota Ibushi.
He's another one. We didn't even speak about Sammy. Sammy is where? Yeah. Sammy fits with
he'd be in the Taiji Ishimori, Takahashi.
Kind of triple threat, kind of.
Yeah, with Kentaro. It would be like a four-way ladder match, X Division shit.
Or just a regular fatal, just a four-way match.
Get Pac in there, too. Yeah. And have some flying.
Yeah. It's crazy because, like I said,
I think a Pac and Osprey match would be the better option.
Pac is definitely. Then we didn't even talk about fucking where does Penta and Ray fit in this? In their tag matches. Like, who do they fit in a tag match with? Who's over there that from Suzuki Gun or from fucking.
Taka Michinoku and some other fucking.
No, but it wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad.
Like I said, Sho and Yo are broken up, and that'd be like the perfect team you'd go against.
Yeah, that would be fun to see Sho and Yo go against them.
But they're broken up. One's a Bullet Club.
Yeah. But you could also get. But you know what? You just mentioned it. Also, GOD versus fucking Penta and fucking Ray would be fun too.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun one too.
Yeah,
to be honest,
a lot of multi-man matches.
There's a lot of what you get.
SCR could defend with the Ring of Honor titles against Guerrillas of Destiny type thing,
right?
And then it sucks that the Lucha Express have the belts, but they would against Chase Owens and Fale.
Do you think they would put the belts up?
Me, no, but it'd be an interesting selling point.
Right.
And then, but honestly, it'd also be like, oh, we know who's going to win, though. Like, if Punk defends against Kenta, it's been a month. Punk is not going to drop the belt to Kenta. Okada's not going to lose the belt to Bryan Daniels. Well, maybe.
Right. But then
you also have, like, other guys like Kingston, Jericho.
I could go with the fact that Punk doesn't drop the belt to, I mean, that Paige doesn't drop the belt to Punk. Just because we could set up a match between him and Kenta. Mm. And then Paige would have to wrestle fucking Okada, whatever.
Yeah.
But even
or
so.
Or Jay White.
Or Jay White. Like that kind of shit. But I'm, like I said, I mentioned, Japan comes in very, New Japan comes in very heavy as opposed to what AEW has on their roster to actually show that it could be something. And like you mentioned, there's going to be a lot of multi-man matches.
I'm expecting a rumble. Like, it could be fucking 60-man rumble. 30.
And you know the Young Bucks got to squeeze themselves in there.
Yeah.
And one way along the line, Kenny pops up.
Yeah, I definitely think Kenny will show up at the show.
Yeah, Kenny pops up one way or another. I don't know how, where it comes.
He attacks Okada.
Something.
He attacks somebody. He attacks Okada.
He comes in with a Bushi or something.
Yeah. And he joins up with the Undisputed Elite, or he joins up whoever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
He joins up with Bullet Club.
But, yeah, this can be interesting, but...
When we try to do fantasy booking, it's hard.
Hey, but this one is a little difficult. It's difficult because, like I said, I don't think AEW has built up that roster to be much of a threat to what New Japan has, because what we know as. And I think the American audience, who's that niche audience, of course it sold out the way it did because of the niche audience who wants to see it. But everybody else in a mother would sit there and go, who the fuck is that? Yeah. Nobody really cares.
Oh, didn't I just see him 2 matches ago? Right. That type of shit.
But nobody's going to really care. It's different to where...
It's different when people try to book a WrestleMania.
Right. But who knows? But I tell you one thing before we go. I tell you one thing who fucking... one person who threw a monkey wrench and all that shit, which would have been great fantasy booking for anybody. Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Cody would have a lot of good... anybody. You would have had Takahashi. You would have...
It definitely would have been Cody and Tanahashi.
Yeah, and you
That would be your ace versus ace match.
You would have had...
fucking hands down.
That would have helped.
If that was like Tony Khan's pitch to Cody to stay.
Exactly.
Like, in June, you can face... whoever you want from New Japan.
Yeah, Takagi. It'd have been anybody that you could have thrown out there, and Cody would have been like, I got him.
Yeah. Oh, you want to work Okada in the main?
Got him, I got him.
Like you said, you can't work the AEW world title. We never said the IWGP world
title. Exactly, right? I got him. Don't worry about it.
You're like, ooh.
But not much, buddy. What's your thoughts about it, and what you guys think of who and how this booking would have been, because they haven't announced any matches as of yet, but
as of this recording.
But who you guys would think should be paired up, and what matches you're looking forward to see, guys? When we come back, we have much more to talk about. We have a watch along. We have July 15th of WCW Nitro. This is when
World
here. They open up at Disney. The open top, the sun is shining in, and Hogan makes his appearance.
It's Hogan.
Exactly. Was he announced as Hollywood? No, he was just still Hulk Hogan.
They're still calling him Hogan.
Yeah. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. Stick around. We'll return. Check you guys in a second.
Hey, yo, it's King Capo, Matt Travis, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Tabloids.
So fucking pissed because the last episode got defragmented and all fucked up, so I couldn't do anything to save it.
That was a Nash
promo, and there were gems there too. There were some gems in there.
More Steven Regal and more Dave Taylor.
That's all right. We'll make it up, because on this one it's Tony Schiavone and Larry Zbyszko at this is the July
MGM Grand.
July, what is the date?
July 15th.
There is no doubt about it. And this is when they start doing the outside venues.
Yeah, this is the first, I believe, series of weeks where they kept filming at MGM Grand.
The most shocking and the most important event in WCW. We've been looking around because we know
I'm probably one of the few, or maybe not the many, that actually like when they're outside. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it. I always like that outside look.
The beach towards WCW, Larry.
You know, I can't help but keep looking over my shoulder. We know what the
we're looking at and looking for all the bitches.
Who's next, Tony? Who is Hulk Hogan in the outside?
Wait a minute! Oh, I forgot. We're in Disney. This isn't like a beachside.
Who's next? That's the question that's on everybody's mind.
We all had wondered if you
did. Hogan say something disrespectful again?
I think we skipped over the bash.
Using the hard ER.
I think I've. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so we missed a I missed an episode where we should have covered this, but here we go. This is the big angle. What are you talking about? I always love Heenan's call. Is he the third man? What are you talking about?
Well, he always assumed that he was a bad guy anyway, right. So it never really bothered. So we're looking at,
was
of course,
real life hatred for Hogan.
No,
it
was always a work.
It was always like, I gotta say something negative about him.
Yeah, because it was always the work that he always. But especially since Hogan worked as a fucking heel at times, like doing back rakes and doing, you know, slightly underhanded shit.
So while they showed the recap of the match,
in case you didn't know, Hogan turned heel.
Yeah, he was the third man. So the new world order formed. The weeks between the Bash, the Great American Bash, and Bash at the Beach. Jesus Christ, two man bashes. They had the outsiders come in, ruin matches, and there was one where I really wanted to see. It was in the main event. Harlem Heat against Sting and Luger. And it's the main event of the show. And they have Nash and Hall run in, I believe it's bats. And there's fucking cops run into the ring, pull guns out.
I remember that. Yeah.
I believe it was either Steve Ray, Booker T, pins one of Sting and Luger. And the referee, fucking Nick Patrick, sees that. He goes, oh, one, two, three. And there's fucking cops put guns out.
Right.
And they look down and go, what?
If I remember, they both came in with bats, right?
Yes. Nash said he...
One of them was.
He went to the prop guy and said, "Give me
one real
fake."
Right, which is smart.
So because he said when he hits the ring steps and when Nash hit the ring steps, people would hear it's a real
bat. Right.
But then Scott would use the fake one and start hitting people.
Right. That was very smart. See, that's what I like. They have the mind for the business. So right now, we missed it last episode. It was the culmination of a new tag team called Fire and Ice, mm-hmm. and Scotty Norton and Powerhouse Hobbs' dad.
On the episode, we saw Scott Norton get squashed by the Giant.
Right.
In like 3 minutes.
Yeah, so it's Powerhouse Hobbs' dad and Scott Norton.
Don't tell people. I think it's real. the Steiners were in there, too.
Right.
Because it was the whole thing with Steiners, Heat, and Sting Luger. Had a lot of influence and certainly has a lot of money. And around this time, a certain famous tag team left. Do you remember who?
Would that be...
We saw them on early episodes.
Would that be the Nasty Boys?
No.
Oh. The Road Warriors. Ah, right. Well, they always left.
Well, the reason was because they saw the writing on the wall, and apparently Nashville like, we're not going to get in the ring with them.
Oh, really?
Like, legit, they were like, we are not facing those two. And the Hogwarts. Yeah, and we're not going to get buried by you fuckers. So we're going to go to the WWF.
Right. That's when they went back. Right.
It would have been better if they stayed in WCW because then Hawk would be falling off Titan Tron being drunk if he
wanted. Yeah, but it wouldn't stop him from being drunk any week anyway.
I know, but...
But
creatively, it would have been better, maybe.
Yeah, but they already had it. Where they were such made. They didn't they were already made and they weren't gonna do the job for much. It had to make so much sense. Which you think about it, to do the job to Hall and Nash would be fucking great. But Hall would be another guy be like, fuck it, I'll take the fucking.
I mean, shit.
I'll lie on my back for the Road Warriors.
Taking the fucking jackknife and then stand right up and Nash be like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hall taking the razor's edge and getting right up.
But that's what exactly
would
have been.
Because that motherfucker would no sell everything.
And that's what exactly what it would have been. It would have been that. Because they were, you know.
Especially Hawk.
Yeah, he was more. Animal was a little bit more.
Hawk was the guy that was like, if you give me something that I drop in my head, I will stand right the fuck up.
Yeah, but he also was very easier to deal with when it came to doing business. Animal.
I'm sure I thought it was Animal. That was more easier.
No, that's what I'm saying. Animal was a little bit more easier to deal with. Yeah, Hawk was a fucking ass. You're not going to get me to do any of that shit.
Paul Heyman still says to this day that if he would have built a promotion, he would have been the first pick if he did like a whole draft.
Well, yeah, if you look at him.
Because a guy like him, you can fucking become a star.
And not for nothing, they weren't really good wrestlers. They weren't.
They were body guys.
Yeah, they were body guys.
They were bouncers at a bar. Right now,
the only one who was actually who was good was Animal. Animal was better
because he trained.
Right, he trained.
Hulk really was like he learned some shit, but it was more of like
I'm gonna go in there, kick your ass, and just keep it moving.
They're basically fucking. They were Sting and Warrior before Sting and Warrior.
One, but at least
one trained and one just right. was a body guy.
Right.
And the one that was a body guy, you got the bigger push.
Yeah. You know, so. It just, after, you know, the 80s was their great run. And they wouldn't get off of it. They would not. I couldn't. Was there a Steiner World Warriors match? It was, right? Right. And that would have been
a fucking pre-show.
Right.
Of the uncensored bullshit.
And that would have been the time to really, like, pass the torch.
Yeah.
That would have been a good... But
one dominant tag into the next.
Right, but why not? Why wouldn't you do the fucking job? Right before Nitro.
I want it aired. There's just a lot he needs to really check the record book, and I don't want to get into a running argument,
but it is really disgusting. It's disheartening. But it, we saw last episode where the writing was on the wall coming up for what was going to be the new Papa Pump when we heard us when he saw Scott cut his promo. Another funny fucking promo that was hilarious.
We're still a year away from the turn of the Steiners.
Right. One thing about Fire and Ice, these two men work on intensity. I spoke about, I spoke about in the previous episode of how they break up tag teams.
Right.
And I'm like, I hate that. Mm-hmm. I really hate the whole drama. Why can't just people just...
And the funny thing is about the Steiners is that they do the, like, the turn on each other. I've been watching Nitro. They do it at least five times to each other over the next 4 years of WCW.
Yeah. I hate...
Wait, what?
They cut into a commercial.
I thought somebody's coming,
what a bad, out. What a bad cut for a commercial. What yeah. a for a commercial break.
I thought they played the music too early.
No, I like I said, but probably the best breakup I've seen was when they split the Dudleys during a draft. I was like, that makes sense. I was okay with that. It wasn't.
I remember Edge and Christian split. It made sense.
And Miz has the fucking Miz breaks up with everybody.
But for future SmackDown GM Teddy Long just made his appearance.
Let me holler at you, player. Is this after he and I have no idea
what's going on. This is before his weight loss. He's the
manager. Is this when who did he did he manage Doom? I think he had Doom.
Yes, Ron Simmons and Butch Reed.
Right, it was Doom he had.
That weird gimmick of like having the black
mask. They had the mask and it was like, we know who you are, guys. Okay,
and then they got paired with Sister Sherry.
Listen,
Sherry Martel.
Ron basically
they may seem like they were her slaves.
Yeah. No, the worst one was when they had fucking Harlem Heat come in with the chains around their neck with the Colonel Parker was their manager.
My boys, I owe him like. Oh my lord!
He had the Stewie head turn. Is like yikes, really.
Oh my god.
I knew you didn't just say that. Did you use your whip? Did you use your whip?
Was it cool?
Did you use your whip on them, Colonel Parker? Did you use your whip?
Why are you saying?
Do you like the way you don't
Stewie? Why are you saying?
You don't. What do you mean?
Say whip.
Whip.
I love that. That's so funny. There's another one I saw where it was like afterwards Brian just pulls a gun and was like, shut the fuck up.
No, the one that I like is when they brought Brian 2 in and he goes, would you like some cool whip on
yes.
that? And he goes, oh, that's great. Yeah, I love it. He goes, wait a minute. You don't mind the way I say whip? I say what? Whip. No, it's fine. Who are you?
What was the other one when he brought in transported like the Star Wars Star Trek guys? He goes, it's been a while. Why'd you say it like that? It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Whip. Scotty Norton climbs on the second rope.
There's too many Scots in one company. Scott Norton, Scott Stein.
Cornette hates that.
Scott Putzky?
Yeah. Cornette hates that. One of you guys got to change your names.
I need to hear.
Too you. Much Scotties.
Did you say anything about theory? About the mirror in the Austin? I would imagine he'd be like, what the fuck?
No, I mean, it's logical because you don't want to. You have a legendary Austin in your company.
Still, but it's just a first name.
But they still, you still call. Listen, at work, you call people by their first or their last name.
I mix it up. Depends.
Right. Like with us, everybody's called by their last name.
Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't really matter. I just hate when they do the drastic change. Like, you went from Pete Dunne to Butch, and it's like.
Yeah, it's like something that doesn't match at all.
Raquel Rodriguez is okay. It's subtle. It's a subtle.
That's
thing.
Fair, because guess what? That's a fucking name. You can, that could, right. That off, when you tell, like, if you try to get somebody to watch wrestling, oh, there's this tall chick that like works out on the back. Her name is Raquel Rodriguez,
and she's Spanish.
Yeah. That's another thing you can say, but it's like it's like if you say it first and last name, I prefer that they're like, oh, they just pushed a new guy named Theory. It's like, what? First name, last name, just Theory.
But they also know that the fans will know it already. They're like, all right, it's Austin Theory.
It was like also for fucking Mustafa Ali. They just called him Ali for.
Yeah, but I still.
Harper and Rowan was fine. Cesaro was fine. Rusev was fine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Tony Schiavone.
Steiners win.
Oh my lord! Look how fabulous fucking Sullivan looks standing like that. Hey,
painted eyebrows.
What? Yes, Queen. Yes.
And we're all watching our back. You know, Jimmy Hart, myself, in the dungeon lived.
I mentioned earlier in the episode that couldn't get played. We didn't know. Kevin Sullivan did not have a wrestler's body. Well, it's the antithesis of dad bod.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes to destroy the Four Horsemen, we're going to get it done. If it takes money, we've got it. If I have to go out and recruit
and every professional fire and athlete ice.
In the world to put into the dungeon,
really?
This is going to be our year. Four Horsemen,
really?
It's over.
Yeah, they all just right, walk past. Yo, this guy was like, you fucking suck.
Lex, don't worry about Sting. Don't worry about the outsiders. Don't worry about Hulk Hogan.
Bang, who cut your hair?
Focus all your attention on Big Bubba.
Who cut Rogers. A lot of that?
Oh, no, no, man. He saw his party too.
I've already said that you've got a concussion, a detached retina. I'm
going
to sleep permanently tonight.
He has a concussion?
What was it that Ray, what was it that he had said during the,
wait, what the hell's on his back?
I just want to say one thing.
Remember when he cut the promo? We got to revisit that one again. It was fucking hilarious.
I'm a man, not a fish.
Yeah.
I'm not a shark. I'm not a natural disaster. I'm a man.
Here from Orlando.
Walk around with one half.
Tonight is the first step of getting back what belongs to Dean Malenko.
Wow.
And that's the cruiserweight title. Billy Kidman, you picked the wrong week to step in the ring with the man of 1,000 holds.
Oh my God, he smiled a little.
I had a goldfish that had more charisma than that shit.
Okay, this motherfucker. Another glacier from now. This fucker debuts in September. We're in July.
And this is July.
Oh, my. And the best part is, he doesn't debut on Nitro.
This is the first Veer. He was the first Veer. When Veer...
each of us burns a fury of a warrior.
Look, this motherfucker debuts on not even Nitro, and there was no Thunder. He didn't show up on Saturday Night. He showed up on a fucking WCW.com show. The E! Show.
Really?
Yeah. They did the whole elaborate entrance in front of like 100 people.
WCW coming to WCW.
To be a little conflict here between Fire and Ice Scott Norton.
When I put this tag team together, we are going to get titles and championship shots.
My God, he looks like a fucking bar owner from Maspeth.
Oh my God, yes, he does. No, not the bar owner, fucking pizza owner.
hey, don't be eating that shit in my fucking pizzeria.
Just kick the rat off.
No Chinese food in here. Take it outside.
But I've got one thing to say. I think you two make a great tag team, and I just don't want to see you two break up. That's all.
Hey. Holy shit.
It started with us, and it's going to end with us. You keep him out of my business.
And it's going to end sooner than you think, Scott Norton. We will do it.
I can't believe this. Ladies and gentlemen, just a second. One of the premier tag teams. Fire on Ice. There seems
I'm sorry, but yeah, they broke up. Powerhouse Hobbs' dad ended up fucking.
You stop. People guys think that's fucking real.
Creating cement.
The ice train.
2 weeks later.
Powerhouse Hobbs' daddy.
It was making cement 2 weeks later.
Problems with Fire and Ice.
How many fucking people are you talking about?
Teddy Long, and Teddy was people? Right. He wants the team to stay together, but apparently...
Where's the wrestler?
Teddy Long was wrong. He's the
well, there he is. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, he showed up. He was on the last night show we saw.
Yeah.
Against Regal.
Yes.
Having a discussion, and Scott Norton is
you think this asshole...
Because it's Billy Kidman with the nice hair, dude, for... He joins the Radical... Who's the...
The Flock.
The Flock, and he becomes an asshole.
His shooting star press gets called the 7-year itch.
And it's the worst fucking shooting star press in the history of shooting star press.
There's one Nitro we need to see where he fucks up. I think you've seen it in a bunch of media where he goes on and hits the rope. He guts himself on the rope.
He fucking hangs himself on the rope. No, seriously, like I've said it for years, and I hate it when I would play
where he hit Chavo the fucking head.
I hate it when I would play Revenge, and he would do it great in there, and I'm like, no, fuck you, that's not true. No, fuck out of here. He always leans to like.
I think there's some SmackDown vs. Raw games where they had that animation for that.
He always leaned to the left for some reason. It was awkward.
It's like imagine Vader doing the moves off the top where he does like the turn,
right.
But Billy Kidman's doing the turn like full.
Right.
It's like stupid.
It never. I hate. I've always hated.
Meanwhile, I'm hoping Dean Malenko just fucking kills him right here.
Look at Kidman's hair. He looks so cool. Looks like a mom haircut, but not that bad.
Kidman's in my top five hated wrestlers.
Really?
Watching Nitro, he becomes insufferable. Fucking the John Cena blue jeans, the white tank top, and he's going, Hulk Hogan, I'm better than you. I'm a more bigger badass than you. I'm like, oh my God. Then the commentator's like, the BK Bomber. What the fuck did you just call him? He looks like he's 20 years old here.
And he probably was.
Nothing else. He probably had like 5 years in Mexico.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that he was like he would try to train someone like Evan Bourne and be like, okay, you're gonna do.
I'm gonna give you my shooting star press.
Oh, Billy, you're hilarious.
Matt, I'm serious.
He's cute. Stop it.
Get up there and do it.
Stop it.
And then he does it. And then he's like, okay, you can keep it.
It's yours now. Two count, almost
got a three count that time. I think you're right. I think we're going to find. So I just noticed there's no barricades.
No. Interesting.
So those three little children could get hit in the fucking face with anybody.
Looks like any local indie show.
Shit.
I love when indie shows they put
you think a young Matt Olsky's in this crowd?
A bunch of Olsky's are there.
A bunch of Olsky's are in the crowd.
I love when they put in indie shows they put tape. They put the tape.
It's either blue or like yellow.
Like, ooh, don't pass this.
And then they literally take the tape and go, rip it in half. And mentally as well. And he's a man,
an island to himself. Oh my God! I saw. I was watching the recent episode of OSW. Oh my
season finale.
Is it
the Halloween Havoc?
Oh, with the Ultimate Warrior.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Fuck you guys, because you guys have made me such great fans of that shit. I love that shit.
Hey, don't fuck us.
Fuck you guys, because they're good with it because. They take a long time to do their shows.
Oh, you're like, you're eagerly waiting for them to
right.
Just edit the video, just put it out.
I love now every time I see, whenever I see a wrestler and it's the flip over. And they,
Aloha. The best thing of the recent episode is where they have the little graphic of the corner just on.
Aloha, Scott. Aloha. I love it, yo. I wait for it.
Goes over there.
their path. Hello. And it may begin
tonight or continue tonight. I'm going to steal that shit. Whenever we watch it, I'm going to steal that shit.
If all of is listening, we need to collab.
Aloha, Dean.
No, the best was when they were doing the new generation. Like, Razor was doing it. Aloha, man. Aloha, man.
Shout out to those guys. Those guys are fucking great. Yeah, I love
this fucking match sucks. I can't wait to just kick his ass.
Yeah, I would have preferred to squash it.
Yeah, Dean got a promo before saying, this is the road for me getting my Cruiserweight title back. Why is he taking forever to beat Billy Kidman?
Well, because he wants to show why he's the man of a thousand holes. So.
I don't give a shit. Beat him with one of them. There's, okay. Oh, no. Oh, thank God. Oh, come on, no.
We need to demonstrate why Dean is so good.
Armbar. I think the Cruiserweight champion at this time is Ray. I think it's Ray. And then also at the Bash, they did Flair and Conan. The US title.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, good. So no, he's not going to do it, is he? Ugh!
That was a little better.
No, it's not. He's. Yo, I don't
know. There's a little movement, but you know what?
He drifts to the right all the fucking time.
He thinks he's going left.
Why? No, how does he do brain this?
Buster? Yeah.
You know what's the other thing, too? I have to watch his matches to where. Uh-oh. This powerbomb. The powerbomb symphony.
Fucking Wardlow should do that.
By the way, are you loving the now Wardlow Goldberg gimmick now?
Come on, it's better than Goldberg.
No, but I'm saying that. I'm talking about that. Whenever Wardlow comes to the ring now, I'm like, Wardlow.
He should keep that.
He should. I like
it. There should be music, but like let the crowd still do the
right.
Like,
do you change his music?
Yeah, just like.
I think that's why that's why they're not playing him music.
Right.
Because they're getting him music. They're trying to prep him music. Well, it
was exciting. A double or nothing, right? Because obviously it's going to be more than MJF.
He has to come out with some real cool fucking music where you could do the Wardlow. Bam,
right on the face. Even let the chains be fucking crazy. The wrist and the ankle chains.
Oh, no, he's not.
Like, rip that shit off. But his entrance thing.
Only for his entrance, yeah, because he's not doing it anymore. So, ever since the bullshit on Wednesday, one of the greatest submissions moves of all time. I love that move. Yeah, that one and the Lion Tamer. I've always loved the Lion Tamer.
Oh my God, look who's back!
Jericho's it's the Walls of Jericho, but except he puts the knee to the back.
The Lion Tamer.
Yeah, I love that fucking move.
I tell you what, I am upset like everybody is.
I remember when he got to WWF, he was trying to come down.
He couldn't do it to the big bodies.
Big Show trying to do it. Just like, bro, no. And then
that's why he did the change to the Walls of Jericho.
I've taken my vitamins. I've said my prayers. I've worked out hard. And
rip Kevin. Rip Kevin Green, bro. Rip.
He doesn't believe a thing that he was preaching.
Is he wearing an NFL sponsored shirt?
I'm thinking
that's the Panthers.
That's
like a ramp.
No, that's the Panthers.
He stabbed everybody in the back. Unbelievable.
I think I see Amber. Speaking of
backstabbers, no, I think that's the Panthers he has on. About you know
who. Absolutely. And is that's it? The main reason why I'm here. I'm looking for Mongo McMichael. I don't want
Mongo McMichael. I'm looking for Mongo McMichael.
I'll see you at Sturgis. Mongo McMichael is. Let it be known. Oh, I need to get your thoughts on when they do the real wild fucking shows at Sturgis.
Oh my God, I hated them.
When Ric Flair comes out to Space Odyssey, it's just over and over again.
They weren't wrestling fans. They didn't care. And it was
an excuse for Eric Bischoff to just go fucking ride in his motorcycle.
And it must have been horrible to work there.
Like that dirt in their fucking eyes in the ring.
The smell, the stench, the exhaust.
Yeah.
It must have been awful. Yeah, it's the Panthers logo. One of the worst titles in wrestling.
Thank God they changed these
fucking titles. Yeah, the tag titles are dreadful. They don't like kid titles. They like the shots
falling apart. And we know you ain't ready. Tonight, we gonna take you out, sucker.
Colonel, you're trying to burn the candle at both ends. Everybody knows the fire starts with the heat, it ends with the heat. And tonight, rough and ready, you two hillbillies will be.
What
did he say?
Huh? What? What?
I didn't hear the
team. The last part, I lost. I was there with the, I was there with you for a second.
I was there with Booker. Oh, yeah. Fuck this commercial. Wow. Stop the fucking little boy.
Young Matt.
Young, turns into Sting.
Young Matt becomes Sting.
Find out when the Steiner brothers tell it all. Plus, revealing secrets about the big man. And collectible photos from Slamboree and the Great American Bash.
So the next preview is Road Wild. And the main event is Hulk Hogan against the Giant. World title.
Everywhere.
And that's when the NWO takes over. Tick by
as we when you were a kid, did you collect, like, baseball cards and shit like that?
Pokemon cards, like that type of shit.
Or, like, stickers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Did they ever have, like, sticker books?
I believe so, yeah.
I remember as a kid, like, I'm not sure.
Ooh,
I might have had
rough and ready.
Rough and who?
Who's rough and who's ready? All right,
you got to look that up. WCW's Rough and Ready. Who is that? You have to find it. And who's oh, that's Colonel Parker.
Oh shit, this guy over there, his name is Mike Enos.
Okay, I know Mike Enos. I know who Mike Enos is. Right, that's Mike Enos.
The only reason I remember that because they made fun of McMahon, made fun of the Denver Nuggets owner. The gimmick name is
Enos. Dick Slater. Right.
Okay, so around right. this, so Dick Slater replaced Bunkhouse Buck with fucking
and
Mike
it's funny
Enos.
Because he Slater actually looks a lot younger here, mm-hmm. because Slater's been wrestling for years. He actually looks a lot younger.
This bullshit
there.
Angle with Sherry and Colonel Parker. Sherry's in love with Colonel Parker.
Is that the right? Is that the one where they get supposed to get married or some shit like that?
And they bring in Medusa.
Right,
Medusa was fucking Colonel Parker's side chick.
I love that the guys fucking were bringing in. They had the nostril, breathe rights yes. on their nose. I love that.
This fucking angle with Sherry and Colonel Parker was on for a year. Half of it's not around Nitro.
Who was it? Was it that they went on the honeymoon and all this shit?
And then I think they got fired.
Oof. He
never liked. And then Colonel Parker goes to the WWF and becomes Jeff Jarrett's manager. What
happened in Los Angeles? Well, that's when we had
the world's greatest singer and the world's greatest lover.
We had the roadie.
You know that.
Is that when we had the roadie?
No, that was Tennessee Lee.
No, but didn't the roadie come out with them as well? Didn't he become? Wasn't Road Dogg come out after? Right. Okay.
And we are coming to you from Disney MGM, and I mean we've got some high impact tag. Don't forget,
Home Wild is coming up where Colonel Parker and Jeff Jarrett made an entrance, and before like the music hits, it's dead quiet. You hear Colonel Parker go, "You ready?"
Yeah.
And then the music starts, and then it's over. He says it into the microphone before they make their entrance. He goes, "You ready?" And then he walks out. Ladies and gentlemen! But that's the show where we called Jeff Jarrett the world's greatest lover. And Jerry was like, as you know that, kid.
Oh, the most devastating move in wrestling history.
The roll up?
The bear hug. I love how Xavier Woods now has the backwoods, which is the most devastating finisher right now. No, he's been using it.
Remember when he was a kid? I mean, he doesn't remember.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Test of strength. There's always a moment where the test of strength has to occur. You need to have this. And would be the first to step
in Hulk Hogan's face. This should be with the big guy and the little guy. And the little guy's like, come on, let's go. And
then I always love to see Crash when he did it, and the super heavyweight Crash. That was the other thing.
When they both said, over 400 pounds.
Me and my boy, shout out to my boy Smack. We were always, it was two things we always did. We would always say, pay respect to Hulk Hogan Dedication Day. Okay. We would just make up random days and just be like, yo, you know what today is, right? today's Hulk Hogan dedication day. We'll just walk around Phoenix and we'll just fucking start doing the poles on the corner of the block. Just do, yeah, yo, y'all better recognize it's Hulk Hogan dedication day, boy. And then the other one was, you better respect our super heavyweight status. We shit over 275 pounds, boy. You respect our super heavyweight gangster. Ago. Fuck, that's a big ass fly that came up in this bitch. Shit. And that was a super heavyweight fly that came up in.
Right.
Yeah, this is when Dick Slater was going to be on out of WCW soon, yeah. Brought him with him to the corner to make a tag.
What was great position? Mike Enos stays. Rough and ready. That's what you want to do, and there goes.
There goes Slater, throws him right out, goes right out. Sounds like a fucking 90s porn.
You know what this, you know what this like outdoor arena is missing?
Okay. No, that comes later.
I know. That's comes later. I'm alluding to that.
Yeah.
When they put the ring in the middle of the fucking pool.
But you know what kills me is that, like, I see this. I like it. I like the ambiance. I like that. Like, even when AEW does the Jacksonville shit, when they're at that, I think it's cool. I think it's a cool look. I don't mind it.
You wish they do more of it.
Right. I don't mind it.
Even like a fucking Raw or SmackDown, they do like spring break type stuff.
Yeah.
On the beach. Or do an episode at the mall.
But I'm more into the fact when it comes to the fan base where it's not a big. Only for big events, it should be that way. I want every, even WWE, when they pulled away from it, I was like, I like when it was a smaller
like this week
audience.
On the NXT Spring Break episode. They should have done a fucking beach themed.
Yeah.
Says the fucking PC.
Olski always says that. He's like, if you have a theme, stick to the thing. Have everybody. If it's a Spring Break thing, wear the hula, the Hawaiian shirts, or he always says, "Yo, go with it.
Go on the beach."
Yeah, you know, make, give it a look.
You don't watch NXT.
Get the fuck out of here! I'm not watching that shit. I gave up on that shit.
You messed up, fucking playing games with Taco and Traction. Mandy Rose went to the tanning.
Yeah, I saw Wendy Chu
put the shit on high.
She's adorable, but I would really burn out, pun intended, watching her every week with that gimmick. Like, I would really get annoyed by it. But I think.
And they basically replaced Dakota Kai with Roxy.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. Roxy and Wendy Chu basically fucking around with Taxi Attraction. And on NXT, they actually acknowledged the fact that Dexter Lumis and Persia Parada got released.
Oh, they did mention it.
Because they were doing, because Indy and Dexter.
I saw Indy do like a thing that she pointed at her
right
finger.
And then that fucking poker player, Duke Hudson, because him and were kind of like fucking making out for weeks.
Are they really running out of gimmicks when they have player as a.
And then they did the thing was like he got his head shaved, and then like the week later he come back with a full head of hair.
It's like, what the fuck happened
with the stip? They could wait.
I miss when you had a Viking or a barbarian or a or a barber,
a plumber,
or a plumber,
a garbage man,
a farmer,
a dentist.
Yeah, right. It's like long gone are those days.
I think the worst one was
a pallbearer.
The worst one was
a dead man.
The worst one is still fucking when they gave Barry Windham the stalker gimmick and called him the stalker.
No, I forgot his name. He's from the from Smoky Mountain. They put him in hockey equipment, hockey uniform, and they called him the goon.
The goon.
I still remember
wrestling series. He was the gimmick battle war and the goons coming out, and how it was like, the goon. And everybody goes, oh,
why can't we? WrestleMania should have that again. They should have
gimmick battle war.
Yes, they should do that again. I would.
From 2001 to 2008, they always had the gimmick battle royal. You fucking always expect the Repo Man to come out.
I want to make those bets. Like, which ones are going
to
come out?
Which fucking person does the WWE like today that they're going to bring in?
Right. What obscure
IRS? Steve Blackman.
No, I want a big reach. Like, you know, you're always going to get the Boogeyman. You're always going to get Gobbledygooker. You're going to get those. I want the more obscure ones. Like, a Max Moon.
On the 15th anniversary of Raw, they did the 15-man battle royal. And Victor in the break, and he's like, Skinner?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want those kind of looks.
They're coming out with a fucking alligator claw.
I want what's his Midian. I know a fucking Brendan Britt would love that. Naked Midian, have that. Or
if he was alive, Viscera.
What was the
Big Daddy V?
Oh, I forgot the name of him. That he was the white Undertaker. That he was the opposite of the Undertaker.
Mordecai.
It's actually a pretty cool gimmick, though. Like, I actually like that.
That would become Kevin Thorne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin Thorne.
Who else? Like Heidenreich?
Of course, you got to throw in Gangrel. Gangrel always gets. Right.
Oh, so the finish was she kissed Dick Slater. Dick Slater. It was like, ew, girl.
Ew, girl. Now he probably takes the crack on her lips before that should happen. What? Is it wrong?
Oh.
Why? Sherry had crack on her lips. What?
Did they make good Sherry stories?
It's funny because there.
As we see Rey Mysterio doing the highlights.
I actually was creeped out by her when she was with Savage. Like,
oh, she went full demonic.
Yeah, I was creeped out by her. And there were times that.
Do you remember the fucking problem with them two and Zeus? Where she's like.
Yeah, when she's climbing the cage.
Like, you don't know! And she gets. You don't know!
And like, does she get upside down and shit? I was fucking torn.
She went up and then went back down.
Yeah.
She's been shaking the cage.
Hey, I was. Yeah, she kind of creeped me out after a while. I was like,
a fucking cauldron, be like, I'm making a poison for you, Hogan.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
It wasn't until she got with Sean that she toned it down a little bit. I was like, all right, cool. I'm all right with that.
And then it got racist when she's been feuding with Dusty. And
when she got racist?
No, it was
like it was
Dusty,
there already?
Dusty and the fucking black woman who's a referee. Who the hell was it?
Oh, you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I was about to call what OSW.
I was going to say Sable. It's not Sable.
No, I was about to call what OSW calls her, Brown Sugar.
But no, I think that was her name, I think, in the indies. That was her name. Sapphire.
Sapphire. There you go.
Let's go. Don't go to the ring. He's not there. You might want to check maybe back in the locker room.
I want him. I got to have him. I want to get this resolved tonight before training camp starts.
Game!
Do you hear that? I want to get this shit so we have to go.
I want it. I got to have it.
Game! Unfortunately, now I've got to wait training camp and the season to be done. I'll be ready to go come February, baby.
All right, we can wait a little while. That's about 16, 17 weeks.
We're waiting. It's July.
In February, they forget. Back up
to the ring. It's July.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, thank you.
Been wanting to kick his ass before training camp starts. Like, bro, training camp.
He better hope he didn't get injured during the season. He would have a problem.
They don't even run the angle.
Yeah, it's.
I swear I got that. What is this?
Ooh, Medusa versus.
Nice Asian lady.
Yeah.
From Japan, a lady who has participated in the FMW organization over
there.
Oh,
so this is them trying to start a women's division.
Medusa.
And Medusa fucking begged for it.
Nice.
Eric Bischoff. Really?
Well, she's a lot taller than most of the Japanese women. She has signed. She has her own Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Holy shit. What a fucking spinning back kick that was. Shit. Just for that, I would have made a fucking title.
That was
shit.
Bonacana.
What, a Japanese bike?
Yeah, that's not her.
No, the women that fucking mentioned for the
division.
It's like, absolutely.
The winner and Hog Wild will get to destroy the other one's motorcycle.
The fashion is 96 for women.
I gotta look
different.
Her up.
You don't wave at other bikes.
Yeah, they just went out there with one piece with airbrush shit on it.
Yeah.
Hog Wild is on the top.
In like the 2000s, they tried being somewhat creative, but like in the 90s and 80s, it was always like swimsuits, body suits, one pieces type shit.
What the fuck is that? What the fuck she was doing?
I don't know.
And a
Nothing after it looks like she has like the, it looks like she has like the NWO logo on her thing. Does it not look like that?
Yeah, kinda it's kinda was a precursor, the teaser.
It's like NWO has a female member.
What you call it?
Or groupie.
In the '80s, that's what the women wrestled in. They wrestled in babies like and they wrestled in one piece bathing suits.
She's elaborate gear.
Yeah.
I mean, the men had like singlets and trunks. Women had what? Sports bras, where the fuck?
Yeah. Malaya Hosaka here from Japan. We think about where
Sting is right now. And I never thought what? I would say. I would Why are we talking about Sting? But
here's the man who is choked. Wow, that's an attractive woman. Like,
you're taken aback. Like,
yeah,
that's you know, the funny thing is, like, this could be like the only fucking appearance she ever makes on this show.
She's fucking let go next week. Like, shit.
No, say she goes back to Japan. Where the hell she's come from?
Wow. That is. Up until now, who is next? Will they have? She looks like a hillbilly Japanese woman. That's nice. Like, she's like an Alabama Nine. It's awesome.
Meanwhile, look at the ref. It looks like he has Lego hair.
You know,
like a piece of hair. You just take the hair off and put somebody else's hair on.
You know, I got heat because I had asked a woman wrestler about how do you wrestle during your period. Why is that a problem? I'm interested in that.
I mean, you can get a period randomly.
Right, or it could get messy. Or, like, you could be...
How many tissues you put up?
You could be in pain.
How much protection you wear?
You could be in pain. Like, how do...
If a woman's wearing pants, do I know that's her period?
Or do you, like... Do you tell a promoter, like, listen, I can't work tonight because...
What color gear do you avoid wearing when you're in your period?
Right! Like, I mean... Or... Wouldn't it be great if it was a first blood match? He's trying to get
down, but Medusa, and then the referee just looks at the blood stain on her vagina. It's like,
boom, boom. Wait, hold on. Where's it at? Yay! All right. I'll be here all night. Make sure you tip your waitress. First blood match in the period cycle. Yay!
Where's Vince Russo?
Where's Dick Slater?
Ew. Ew, women.
And how I tie that together.
Oh, there's a time limit on this bullshit?
Oof. There's a time.
No, that's a counter for the pyro.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're talking about for the 9 o'clock hour. You're talking about for the 9 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
How disrespectful is that?
Well, Medusa wins. Like, how the fuck out of the ring for the pyro.
How disrespectful is that?
Imagine you just randomly look on Dynamite Raw. It's like, oh, here comes the time limit.
You know, as much as they put her on such a high level of women wrestlers, she really had a shitty career when it came to
the pros.
When
it came to, like, WWE after WCW.
Yeah, they really fucked her over.
It would have been better for her to stay in Japan.
The state of Japan, or actually played around and stayed in and played ball with.
Because later on WCW, like, they give her, like, she gets the big tits.
Or
she's fucking ever courageous. She's one of macho
right
girls.
Or play ball with the Attitude Era. Like, she would have probably maybe
she would have been too old for them.
Maybe
they
would have
looking at her like, oh, you're a little.
She'd have been Italia.
You would like fucking. Where's the drum roll?
She would have been Tamina.
Remember when I called Natalya Tamina the fucking Kanan Big Show of the women's division?
Listen, I like the Queen of Hearts and Queen of Spain. The Queen of the Queeners. The Queen. That's what they should be called, the Queeners.
Oh. Probably eat any man
alive. But the fact of the 28-year-old Arnaz looking like he's 70.
Put the four fingers up.
But you're not a horseman. At this moment, he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
The horseman is Flair, Arn, Bedlam, Mondo.
Oh, I'm lost. I thought he was still like.
Oh, there's Eric. So much going on tonight. And there's Bobby. Oh, yeah, so it was Tony and Larry, and now it's Eric and Bobby.
Oh, the second hour. Yep. The handover.
It was fucking Bobby's mission to not do any commentary with Tony Schiavone. I'll do the fucking second hour. Fuck you.
Wait a minute. Okay, we've been wondering. We understand that there's something going on behind us. And
it's the Wahlberg. Oh, shit.
And indeed,
is that egg?
They are. There they are. The Outsiders.
Is Hall wearing fucking suspenders like an overall?
Yeah, score. Like.
And W is O.
W covering up W
in your ass.
W, I can only presume what's coming up next is O for New World Order. They said they were going to take over.
What the fuck are we doing
and
here,
that's
guys?
Exactly what it appears they're going to do, and they're going to start with the WCW logos. And he did, like I said, they
man,
one heck
so
of a night to show up here.
Well, this is just the beginning of the takeover we're witnessing right now. But who is to blame? Who's going to take the blame for Hulk Hogan? Is he going to take the blame himself?
I'm going to make sure the next one we watch is the one where they throw Rey Mysterio Jr. like a fucking...
Yeah, they spear him.
It's like there's four of them. We mean four.
I love it because
there was three.
I love it because always the with the when Hogan was accused of, well, not accused, but he was the N word, and they put N.
And they supposed to do the like the W that looks like an eye.
Like an eye, like ooh.
I gotta tell you what.
Hell, you know.
Oh, there's you. Oh.
You know, they're doing it slowly. They're taking their time. So
and there's fireworks fucking going off now. Oh, because it's that Disney one. That's
ago. No.
Right, that's what, yeah.
But fucking Mickey's making his way down the ramp.
What is it, the 9 o'clock show?
Mickey and Minnie are...
This is what Matt is like. They're going, oh, my God. Don't you love it? Every fucking...
Here goes Meg.
Every fucking day we see this shit.
Meg with Jimmy Hart. You know what the show's missing? Like a Mickey Mouse spot and just see Meg fucking give him the call.
Yeah, you might as well. You
kill Mickey Mouse.
Vince would have done that shit. Yeah. Like, Vince would have definitely had, like...
Somebody beat up Minnie or fucking Goofy.
Yeah, he would definitely... Fucking Goofy would have definitely took a spot from, like, a Triple H or some shit. He'd have took the pedigree or some shit.
Goofy goes off the Titan Tron.
Yeah, they definitely would have did some shit like that. It's all about business, pal.
The guy with the goofy costume.
What do I do? What do I do? Oh, gosh.
You better call Sherlock Holmes to figure this one out. Arn Anderson versus Meng. I'm sure that Disney people would like to
have something to say about this. This is not a bad match on paper, but it's like...
Man, execution is going to suck.
Yeah, it's like...
Who is Meng going to sell? Maybe not.
Arn has to go over here, right? Has to. Has to go over.
Right now, the horseman being pushed his faces. Meanwhile, at the pay-per-view, fucking Ric Flair wins the USF from Conan.
Meanwhile, we see Brock Anderson in a fucking in a four-man tag in AEW. It looks like he's doing. He looks like he's doing nothing. Brock Anderson. It sounds like
he's learning.
It's like Brock. The name is a B movie character at a fucking.
I bet Arn Anderson went to Brock and like, "I'm gonna name my future kids you."
It's like Rick Steele. Johnny Iron. Brock Anderson.
Oh, no, he's not wearing overalls. He's, okay. Thank God.
It's still like a tight fucking...
They're wearing tight jeans with tank tops.
And an A-back, yeah.
And Hogan's not there.
I mean, not a T-back. It's like,
Hogan's too cool not to be up there.
Yeah, well, right. We don't know. But I mean, they wouldn't...
Tommy Steele. Johnny Iron. Brock Anderson.
When he beat Conan for the U.S. title, he cuts a promo saying, "Hey Conan, the cucaracha, the cucaracha, you just fucking lost."
What?
Are you okay with it?
What are you doing, Rick?
Meanwhile, my friend's still doing the gimmick. He's stealing Macho Man's money. He's drinking wine on his dime.
Hey, look at this. We start off a wrestling match with boxing. What are we doing?
Ready to go, Meng. Is Jimmy Hart one of the greatest managers of all time?
He's up there. He is. He's a good heat. I never liked when he went face because of Hogan. It was so stupid.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah, it was so dumb. And
do you remember the WrestleMania 9 thing where like he turns the jacket inside out so like the referee colors?
Yeah.
And he gives like Brutus and Hogan the belt. He's like, "You win!" It's like, and then like another referee comes out. He's like, "No!" And then Jim's like, "What?" It beats him up. Like, what baby faces? We only thought we
knew. Yeah, that was actually pretty funny, though. Brood-Eye.
Brother Brood-Eye.
Hello, Brood-Eye.
Oh, I think at this point, Brutus briefly got sent.
And Leslie, what happened?
He got sent home.
Oh.
I think they did an angle where, like, where Brutus confronts Hogan. It's like, "What are you doing this?" And Hogan's like, fuck you and just beat the shit out of him. Instead of home. We don't see him again until he comes up as a disciple.
Right.
He goes facial hair.
Like I said, to this day, it took me a long time. At that time, I did not know that was him.
He's unrecognizable.
Yeah. That was actually really good. The many faces of Ed Leslie. What was the name that we loved? It was the funniest one that we used to do.
The man with no name. An amnesia.
No, the one that he was the booty man and you didn't get the finisher, the high knee.
Fucking out of hogs are watching women the last wrestle and we go high knee and you go, and I go, oh, now I fucking
now I get it.
And you're like, and then you AJ go, are you fucking kidding?
Are you serious?
Took fucking Natty Markova to really fucking realize high knee.
Oh, you know. Exactly. Like, damn, I didn't know she was really over like that. Shit. She's booked everywhere.
Shit.
I'll tell you what, Shepard Green was out here. He was ready. He was good to go. Where was McMichael?
I have no idea where McMichael is. He's a horseman. He's probably having a
mean
strategy meeting
someplace. Probably back trying to savage his money.
Zebra Ming or Haku?
I actually like Ming.
It's like that name would be perfect if he's feared with Scott Hall. Hey, Ming.
Yeah. What up, Ming? That's how we do in the hood. What up, Ming?
Yep.
Ming. That's how we spoke in the hood. Haku was like, yeah.
He said he's going to be here because his attitude is right now.
King Haku.
He don't care about anything or anybody.
I even prefer when he got into.
He was a team of fucking Andre the Giant. He was the workhorse.
Right.
Oh my lord, that's Barbarian.
And look at this, Barbarian out here now. Dangerous man.
Where's Benoit? Where's
Benoit?
Where's Flair? Where's Mongo?
Where's Mongo?
Insiders are here. Hogan presumably here somewhere, and I'm looking over my shoulder. As we're trying to call this
I love this gimmick too, where they're like, we're looking over our shoulder because we don't know where when the NWO will ever strike. Feels like, you know when.
Barbarian was much better when he grew the hair. It's like when I looked at.
When he has the afro?
Oh, no, I'm talking about like right now, what they're looking at right there. It's like, it's like when we saw Karrion Kross, Killer Kross, and Outlaw with hair. I was like, what a handsome man you are with hair.
What a beautiful man.
What a beautiful man you are with hair. Although,
and then the pictures
bald wasn't bad, but what a beautiful man you are with hair.
He has a look, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He has that perfect look.
I have a gay crush on you, sir. I'm not ashamed to say it. You are a beautiful man.
Then you go up to fucking Connor from the Ascension.
Then I'm at fucking.
I used to look like you.
I'm at therapy going, why do I think he's good looking? Something's wrong with me.
I'm in love with a guy named Killer. Like, sir.
What? Two men standing up on top here with their sign up reminds me of that.
I mean, you know, the WWE was one fucking letter close, so I'm just calling Killer Karrion Kross.
Yeah, right?
Triple K.
Might as well.
Triple K.
Yeah, right? KKK, get it?
Comes out white robes.
He's only fighting black people. There's not many to fight.
What's his problem with Big E? Why does he hate Kofi so much?
And Bobby Lashley? What?
Oh, he's whipping Xavier like...
Oh...
We'll be right back.
And it's like, brum, 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 brum.
USA's network has canceled Monday Night Raw. What about Thunder? Fox does not want Killer.
By the way, we spoke about Ming, and he was worried about his hair being cut, but no one was cutting those luscious locks. He was Troy Polamalu before Troy Polamalu.
He always has. Hollywood Hulk Hogan, you know, he's got all that clout.
Way to go, Arn.
He's gonna make something's gonna happen.
Can you imagine them shaving Arn's head and then all the hair jokes would go?
Jimmy Hart was 50 something years old at this time.
Uh-huh. Fucking in WCW 2000, he's having hardcore matches with like fucking Norman Smiley.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He's still around in WCW.
And he still has his hair.
Yeah. He's still the fucking mouth of the sun.
That was one this chick that I met online, that was her nickname.
Mouth of the South?
Yeah. Let's just say She earned it. Rimshot.
Winnerly.
Oh! Dang!
Also, when we watch Nitro, we need to remember Jimmy Hart is responsible for all the fucking bullshit songs.
Oh yeah, definitely. I want to do an episode to, not episode, a segment to where
we compare the ripoffs to the original.
All of Jimmy Hart's songs.
WCW specifically, because the WWF, they're at least
original. Well, he made everything just like like copyright free and shit, because it was just his shit.
When he's fucking doing DDP songs, like
yeah, and he's the responsible for honky tonk man. He's a honky tonk man. He's a honky tonk man.
You gotta love like the network dub of like DDP song, because it's like
it's like when Vanilla Ice said, "It's not the same song. It's not I didn't steal anything from Queen." Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. It's not the same. Oh no, it is.
Michael's dong 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 dong.
Yeah, no, it's the same shit.
Or you could change it. 1 or 2 militants. And yeah. Completely copyright free.
Watch it, baby. This is what we're going to do. We're going to just change a little note here. We're going to swear it over here. Self high five.
And the best is like when we get Jericho and Raven on Nitro, and then the network versions, they dub over the WWE songs.
Right.
It's over here. It's like break the walls.
Who was it that did Raven's? Because Raven had another one that was similar to Nirvana. Somebody altered his shit too.
It's definitely WCW. What a major, major win that is. For the
Dungeon
of Doom. I really don't remember Raven's Dungeon. That's how they're going to look
at it. I think it was similar to like the Flock. I mean, the Flock was similar to like an Nirvana song. I got to look that up. Yeah, what he said. Yeah, what he said.
People, he's holding his fucking elbow because he has a staph infection. Where the heck is Hogan?
The NWO. Were you at the ICW show where Warlord and Barbarian were there and they were wearing like Trump fucking shirts and shit?
No, what? They did what?
They had like MAGA shirts on and shit. Like, fuck those dudes.
Were they trying to be baby faces?
I know Warlord definitely had the fucking MAGA shirt on. I know definitely that. I am joined right now by the newest member of the Four
Horsemen. And obviously not a horse here.
Well, what?
Obviously not a horse. That big rat around the park, and we got
that done. Plus, counting a little bit of more of this money. Okay, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Kevin Green was looking for him the whole night.
Yes, and
he's right there.
Come out. What? He's not still here?
No, he's not. Wait a minute. He might should be. Is Kevin Green still there? But bring him on. Nope. Apparently, he's left.
Oh my God! He had to go to training.
Good job, Mean Gene, for at least putting that pause.
Yeah. Hey, forget about that small even Michael looked away from the camera like, what? Wait, what? Son, he's here?
If you want to fight, I'm a professional now. You don't stand.
I'm a professional now.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
And you've got legit.
Mongo, and he's got you. Do you agree with that, Deborah?
Well, I have a question for Kevin Green. First of all, what is the Carolina Panthers? Is that a farm team for B players? I mean, I know it's not the Chicago Bears. I mean,
fast forward, but 4 years later, they're in the Super Bowl. You know, like 5 years later,
Eugene's face is smiling. 15 years in the NFL.
15. And do you know why he lasted?
Oh, shit, he has the dog.
Why is that?
The dog's in the other.
With the hat on.
That's why. Is he alive or dead?
I still think that dog is stuffed.
Does that make sense? There's like some nitros where like after the dog died, Mongo was bringing out the stuffed dog with him.
That dog was on the fucking a lot of fucking
drugs.
Yeah, it was
on the cocaine,
whatever, trazodone or some shit like that.
Tranquilizers.
One more thing,
please,
Kevin. This is a WCW where the big boys play, so you need to pack up and go back to little Carolina where all the little bitty
bitch. You talking too much.
Farm boys.
farm boy.
Okay, I thank you.
2 years, you're in short skirts, showing your tits and ass.
Yeah, exactly. Action here on Nitro. With humongous boobs.
I mean, shit.
Well, I gotta tell you, Heenan.
Look at Beth. I mean, fuck, Deborah, I get why people love Deborah.
Well, she had a couple good points there.
Puppies!
Look at a guy like Kevin,
I mean, fucking,
Green,
her tits were better than Sable's tits at some points.
Were they, though?
Sable's about to hear the nipples short. Were on the
it's
floor.
Interesting how they pick their shots.
Oh, there's Benoit. Hi.
There goes Benoit.
Sting is not here. The world heavyweight champion is
how are we gonna cover
here.
Him?
Randy Savage is not here.
Fast forward.
So Benoit was a good wrestler. Outside the ring,
Here's the man that no one wants to mention anymore.
Supposedly
he was
Hulk Hogan is here.
At some point a first ballot Hall of Famer, but that turned into never Hall of Famer.
Apparently he had a first ballot.
That child is terrified.
Yeah, she knew.
She knows.
She was a foreseer of the future.
Shit.
Apparently, he's
so
a
who's facing?
Oh my God. At Bash at the Beach.
More fireworks, Eddie. Ooh.
Okay, now we get to,
now I gotta go get a beer for this one. Oh, this one, I might have to shut the fuck up for. Hold on,
Jay might actually do some match commentary.
Yeah, shit, I might have to fucking pull it back for this. Oof,
Benoit Guerrero,
Benoit and Guerrero.
Is that gonna be the gimmick now? Just you calling him Benoit?
Yeah, there was a guy. What's his name? Benjamin Benoit. What was his name for that? That played for the Nets and shit.
Oh,
in
Europe, he's wrestled in the.
I was like, no, it's Benoit. What are you guys talking about? No, it's Benoit. I guess. Whatever.
Okay, cool.
Talk about the great athletes coming up here.
All right, so we have Benoit and Guerrero.
The new cruiserweight title.
Beers.
Benoit is fucking mullet.
Technically, they both have mullet.
As I was about to say, Eddie.
I'd like to know what went on there, what that was all about.
Well, Jimmy's always wheeling and dealing, you know that. He's always got a pocket full of contracts on him.
I should list this up. How many fucking times Eddie and Benoit had a match?
By Chris Benoit.
Regardless of promotion.
Before the human world. Oh, man, that's what it is. Eddie Guerrero out of the headbutt by Chris Benoit, the crippler. He is going after Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero not really able to get any offense at all going here. Very little defense at this point. Guerrero in a lot of trouble. And I'll tell you what, Benoit is non-stop.
Non-stop from the time that
I believe this is 1 month into
Guerrero. You know, he's got a mouth
man.
On him, too. He'll get up in your face, but Benoit took the advantage
after
here. He
Mondo joined,
right
then they
the
introduced
start, and it's been all Chris Benoit.
No, Benoit's been around. He's just been over in Japan.
Right.
Where's the new world?
Because originally it was Benoit and Pillman.
Where's the outsiders? Are they still up there?
Pillman's already gone by this time, right?
Yeah, Pillman. He's in WWE.
He might be
in ECW.
No, I think he's in ECW at this time. This is when he's doing
the
yeah, he's doing the pencil gimmick.
It's hard.
Yes.
And he's got that acceleration.
Bring me back. Bring me back, Big E. Bring me back. Talking about Eric Bischoff.
He's going to kick you with a 6 foot kick. The man is so powerful.
Staying, of course,
and then he goes
along
to WWF,
with everybody else
I think he's
in Japan right
Austin.
Now, defending WCW's honor in Japan.
Yeah, because
around November, Austin's challenger retro match.
This was after Austin's gimmick was changed, and he was the King of the Ring.
Oh, did you see that?
One of the stupid names was Fake McFrost.
So quick.
Chili McFreeze. Chili McFreeze. Thank goodness he had a British wife. Drink your tea before it becomes stone cold.
Wasn't that like his like manager early on in WCW?
I don't remember if it was.
I remember like his like old documentary. It was like he talked about his feud with who the fuck was this? And this man here wants to be the number
one. I know Christopher Adams was one of his good friends.
Adams, right. I think it was like Adams' wife.
I told he not his wife, but a friend of theirs or some shit like that. That's how he met her.
No, but I think the gimmick was like Austin had like his wife as
a manager, as a gimmick. Right, it was a gimmick, right?
And I think they brought them in together. Right.
The new world order. Who's the next outsider? Who's? I mean, you don't know.
Drink your tea before it becomes stone cold. And he's like, bitch, perfect. Boom, you fucking nailed it,
Vince.
I wonder how much fucking money he gave her for that shit. He had to.
Shut up or
that or just or residuals and all that shit for, because she could have took him to court for that shit. After you told the world.
Oh, she could have been a fucking cunt.
Yeah. As the British would say, being a fucking cunt. No, either that or, like, because he didn't say anything about it until later on. Which she could have said.
Like 2 decades.
Yeah. She could have said, oh, really, motherfucker? It was because of me that you got that name? All right, I'm taking you to court. Fuck that. I want residuals.
I would love to see the proof.
I want residuals of that shit.
I would love to see the proof. Here's the cup that I gave him that was stone cold.
He's saying it on video. It's because of me you used the fucking name. And now you became a fucking gazillionaire because of it.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to give you a real taste of what a Harley rally is all about. And what Sturgis
talk about
is all
the Harley
about.
Rallies.
Gonna be fun. Right now,
it sucks
it's
that
gonna be fine.
It sucks that Benoit has the rep that he has, and knowing that what a fucking great wrestler he was. I was just watching an interview that his son did, and he's so. I feel bad for him because he's so delusional.
He wants to be a wrestler so bad.
But he's so delusional that he wants to still use the name. It's like, bro, nobody wants to book that.
He wants to be Chris Benoit Jr. He's so quick and so deceiving. Nobody's going to put that. He can turn it around
on you. Yeah, it's like you might as well. Your name should might as well be COVID AIDS. I mean, there are chops, there are really good chops,
and they're the kind that can take your breath away. Snap suplex. You're testing the patience. The emphasis on the snap. Cover 1, 2.
Come on, Eddie. Roll the shoulder, and he does.
Now, how are you going to Sturgis?
I'm going on a bike.
COVID.
Should be your fucking name. Nobody would touch that with a 10-foot fucking pole. It's like, what is it? Oh. I believe on the stillborn cancer. Nobody would fucking book you, bro. Nobody wants to be a boy around that shit. Jesus.
Come on, everybody now. S-T-D.
Nobody wants to book that.
Steve, Tommy, and Danny. S-T-D.
It's like, no.
Capital P, that was a power bomb.
But the thing about Ben was, like, he fits as a perfect horseman.
Yeah, but he did. Well, I wouldn't say perfect.
I mean, like, the work rate matches what a horseman was back in the day.
Work rate, yes, but
workhorse, a guy that
charisma wise,
no,
no,
yeah, no
fucking way. Obviously, here we saw the outsiders earlier. The only way that he got charisma was
well, he's not the horseman just for the work rate.
But the only way that he got became charismatic was in WWF and WWE. That's when he became charismatic because here
it was weird when he got like when he came somewhat charismatic. He was being like weird shit. That make you laugh when he says it.
No, but not only that, but like,
because like earlier in WWE, if he's like making like he's looking at the rock, he's like, I'm gonna make you squeal, and the rock's like, you gonna make me what?
Yeah, but at least that, you know, you're like, all right, this motherfucker's gonna be serious. At least here, even when he had the angle with
Sullivan
and Malenko and shit, it was like.
Where the action is, where the no. His other major feud was against Raven.
Takeover. Yeah.
His mini feud with DDP. Every week. And then later on, like in 99 and 2000, when he's about to, when he has one foot out the door, is when they try to give him this mega push.
Yeah.
And they give him a breath.
And he said, fuck that, I'm out. He's like, fuck that, I'm out. I'm leaving.
He wins the world title, and the next day he's,
and the next day he's gone.
Fuck you. Well, because he saw the rag on the wall when they put Kevin Sullivan in charge, he goes, yeah, no, it's not going to work.
Well, it's different because you had so many guys that you at that time. Like, you had Eddie. Eddie was easy charisma. And once again, and you know, you could say as much as you want about WWE, WWF, but they sat there.
They knew what to do.
And they opened them up and let them be them when the time was right.
And the thing about
Eddie fucked up. He knew he did. He was let go. They brought him back, and when he came back, he got his shit together and became probably one of the fucking greatest.
Biggest superstars they ever
right.
made.
I wish you were here, buddy. Giant. Benoit, same shit. He came in, the Rabbit Wolverine, all that bullshit, whatever. And when you actually let him fucking talk for the blip moments that they gave him. I was like, shit, this motherfucker, this little bastard gonna whip somebody's ass.
Like, and the funny thing about like Benoit and Eddie was like they both hit their stride when Eddie came back after being fired and Benoit came back from his neck injury.
Right.
It was after 18.
Right.
and then they both went to SmackDown, became part of the SmackDown 6.
But it's one of those things, once again, to where they said, like,
their rise was happening at the same time.
Yeah, which is great.
I mean, WrestleMania, that 20 moment is still one of the best moments ever, but everybody looks back on it and it's like, well, it's so dark.
But it's also a thing, too, where, you know, everybody gives Vince shit because he doesn't listen to the fans, but those are the instances where he fucking listens to the fans. Little Matt, you see little Matt over there with the blue shirt? Little Oski with the blue shirt.
AJ. Shut up.
Sit down, sit down, sit down. Sit down.
We'll go see Kofi later.
Nice. I wanted to see the fireworks.
You heard them.
Malenko.
Malenko. We got a shot of him.
Jimmy. One of the coolest factions that actually came into wrestling.
The Radicals.
The Radicals. Actually.
It was supposed to be five. Did you hear
his head? Was it?
With Shane Douglas.
Right. They didn't want nothing to do with Shane. He left a bad taste in their mouth when he fucking left.
Triple H to Shane.
No.
I still hate you, motherfucker.
To this day.
He's going to have a knot on his head the size of.
Funny thing about that thing, it was like, it wasn't just like those five ones. It was also like Ray and Conan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the same does not.
And Guerrero.
I mean, that's a smart finish.
But I don't know what the hell they do with Malenko and Benoit. Malenko wants to cruise right.
I just wanted to know. Oh, that's what it was, because Jimmy Hart earlier spoke to Malenko to run in, and that's what it was. That's what it was, yeah. Right.
He probably said, like, oh, like, Benoit said this shit about
him. Yeah. Remember, because of the whole horseman show, yeah.
The outsiders at all in legalese. All right, let's go to a break. Hopefully, we'll find out.
Look at that. Is that a motorcade coming in here?
No.
What? The motorcade?
Lex Luger, when Jimmy Hart was your manager, only good things happened to you. Now look what's happening.
Lex, don't worry about Sting. The outsiders are Hulk Hogan. Worry about surviving me and Monday Nitro, punk.
Great.
Oh, Luger got you.
Oh, here we go. Coming to WCW. Just when you think it's not cold enough, it gets colder. Glacier
burns the fury of a warrior.
Coming to WCW.
The best thing about this motherfucker is that he has like a southern accent too. So when they interview him, he's like, "Oh, I was a master of the martial arts.
I can't wait to freeze your ass."
That type of shit. I learned from my sensei. That means teacher.
They didn't even fucking teach him to speak something else. Let me just tell you something.
They didn't fuck up the audio of his voice. Like, they didn't mess with the audio.
It's like, you should have had Ole Anderson fucking do his shit.
Fucking hired Nails and have him do your voice.
Well, I'm going to bring cold vengeance. Should have hired me. I would have did this shit.
All you got to do is just cover the fucker's mouth and have somebody in the back talk for him.
Well, look at here. It's Big Bubba coming in the ring right now.
Big fat piece of shit. Fuck that tree. He just walked around a tree. There's a tree in the entrance way. God. I can just imagine the fucking people that, because you see this entrance way set up. How could you see the fuckers come out the entrance way?
Jimmy got a lot of work tonight too.
Now it's fucking midnight. Not now, but on this fucking show.
No, it wasn't.
It started off in the sun.
Well, no, right now, because it was, what, 2-hour show?
Yeah.
All right, so it's what?
God only knows what the time they actually started at.
Well, no, this was, should have been live at this time. Well,
this is Florida, right?
Yeah, so it's not.
Is there a time difference?
No. Right now, it would have been like maybe about 9:30 or some show.
Oh, my God, the television champion. For good.
I mean, they're physically going to hurt a lot of people, and they don't care. Well, there's one of them right there.
You're not going to acknowledge he's a television. Okay.
No, not at all. Yeah, that's a weird placement for that.
Because remember, he was tag champion.
Now I'm talking about that fucking that pole. That's a weird placement for the pole.
I must ask, can we take this tree down? I'm like, no. All right, keep the tree.
Oh, now I know what they did. They covered the WCW with the NWO thing. It looked terrible.
It looked like they literally had like crayon. And just on a blank sheet of paper.
What's the point?
Wait, we're going to commercial? We just came back from one.
WCW. Welcomes Glacier.
I would have laughed if they came back for commercial and the match was over.
And the match was over.
Oh my god. And there's still advertising Hogan. Like, Hogan still hasn't showed up.
All right, welcome back.
Well, thanks for the signs. We get to hear Luger selling.
Ow! Scoop slam. Ain't no wrong with a nice scoop slam.
Big Bubba, get the fuck down.
Big Bubba.
All right, this match should be over like now. Just for that dumb shit.
You know, Big Bubba was in the first WCW Nitro main event.
Luger not backing down from Big Bubba. He may be giving up weight, but I guarantee you, Lex Luger not giving up an ounce of strength. And right.
Just for that dumb shit. It's almost
smack him in the face.
It's almost, yo. What he did is exactly what you do when you're playing 2K22. You know.
Accident, you actually run to the corner
and go on the top. Like, fuck right now.
How the fuck do I get down? Circle? Oh, it's too late. I'm already on the floor.
That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to hit the ropes.
I was coming for a clothesline. Why the fuck am I on the top? I'm the Big Show. Why the fuck am I up here?
That's exactly what it was.
He's got that army head operated, and he's still here.
All right, I'm on the top rope. What can I do? Oh, six straight. What the fuck?
And he's already up on his feet. He's like, fuck. I hope it glitches. I hope it glitches. I hope it glitches. Listen to the doctor.
No, it's worse when it's like online and your character's like stuck in midair. And you're like, well, the game's over.
Freeze. All right.
All right. It's either me or you.
You know, I'm worried now for Luger. And I'll tell you what, Luger is the guy. Moves it for the cover. Hooks the leg. One, two, and Bubba. Too strong.
Yeah, honestly, he hit him with a forearm, and I swear to God, I wouldn't have been surprised he would have won with that shit, because Luger...
He had the gimmick of, like, the middle plate is on.
But Luger always wins matches on some real goofy shit.
Yeah. Well, the WWF, he had
the middle plate, right? But the other thing was
the WCW
just...
is when he got over with the fucking rack.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's what me and Josie Boy always say. You want the rack? You want the rack? You don't want the rack. You don't want to get in the rack right now. I'll put you in the rack.
It's like as soon as he does like the motions, like, rack top, and all the and then he does it. Like,
I remember I used to put my neighbor in the rack, and he would fucking cry. Stop it! Stop!
I just want to water my plants.
I put you in the rack.
The fuck does that mean?
He's put
like,
you in the rack.
It's like, oh, you want to.
And his brother would sit there laugh hysterically. He would love it. He's like, I can't stand him. And I was just put him in the rack.
And we're down at the limousine. And all right, now, there they are, the outsiders.
There's two of them.
But now they're in. Is that Mean Gene behind them?
West Side Story?
No.
Scene from Greece? But
they appear to be West Side Story, scene from Greece. What an ass.
How many people are in that limo, and who the heck are they? That's what I want to know right now.
Can our cameraman go up to the limo and shoot in through the window and get a look?
Good luck. Try to find a cameraman that'll do it. Lex Luger.
Yeah, but they're a dime a dozen. We can hire more.
Nice guy.
Oh my god, there's not much time left. This match better not fucking go 25 minutes.
It's good. This is going to be a fucking
a barn burner.
It's going to be. It's going to be 30 minute Broadway, ladies and gentlemen.
With a 16 minute.
Oh
time,
shit, good move by fucking trailer. Look at him. Ray Taylor with the fucking insecurity. I was like, what the fuck out of here?
What movie fucking does? It's like an inside crescent kick where it's like standing up, angels with one kick leg up. He's like, whoosh. He kicks him straight in the face. And you're like, what the fuck did he just do?
I'm like, okay. I saw that.
I thought that was a legit punch in the face.
Luger's erasing it all right now.
A lot of people did doubt Luger. You know, nobody thought Hulk Hogan. If I'd have told you, Eric, 6 months ago that Hogan was going to stab the world in the back, would you believe me?
No.
Okay, then keep your eyes open. Sting may still be.
No.
Sting or Savage, they may be on the other side now. I don't know anymore. I don't trust the soul.
I
don't trust the soul.
What was the biggest surprise, that Eric Bischoff was behind the NWO or the Vince McMahon reveal for the
and then he said
the biggest
the ministry. Yeah, the ministry.
He didn't make enough money.
I think
people
Eric
used him. He did
NWO.
This for people, did that.
Yeah.
The Vince reveal, it was the higher powers.
The higher powers.
It's the most stupid decision.
Right.
Real good.
The stupid reveal. The only best thing about this is when he's like, it's me, Austin. Oh, son of a bitch.
You're fucking kidding me.
We all know. Unfortunately.
But I also
you all made fools.
But I also think that made logical sense for me. I don't know why. I don't know why. It just
sitting in the trunk of that limo.
I don't know, for some reason it just
was in the same segment. It's like, oh, I'm the higher power.
There's a purpose.
Stephen Linda. Oh, we do. And now Austin CEO. Have fun.
Yeah, like, I don't know. For some reason, when I saw it happen, I was like, oh, really? And
like, it would have been better if like it was Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
Or like a Vampiro type character.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's like, we'll be back it doesn't really have to be Vince.
Hopefully more answers.
But it's like,
he had nothing else better to do.
Because he had this war with him already, so I'm like, all right. But the Bischoff with revealing that he's, I'm like, really? They terrorized your fucking, it's your company. It's your company.
Now that I think about it, probably both of them are stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It's your company.
I think Eric Bischoff revealed.
Is he kissing him? Oh.
Biting him.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Just checking.
I think Bischoff's reveal as the reveal Bischoff did for the Billy and Chuck wedding was probably better than his NWO reveal. Oh, seriously.
That was actually cool, though.
When it's like, the edge can last 15 years, 10 months, 3 minutes. Did I just hear myself say 3 minutes?
Oh!
And then he takes the face off. It's him.
That was actually cool, though.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody sat there and said, that should look fake as fuck.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody thought, like oh, shit, it's Eric Bischoff. Like, Eric Bischoff had some memorable moments.
Yeah.
Like him being revealed as the Raw GM.
Him getting thrown in the fucking garbage can. I'm back. I always love that song. I'm better.
He was a GM for like 5-6 years straight.
Was he though?
No, wait, 2002.
No.
4 years. 4 years.
For WCW
Survivor. I enjoyed the period of Raw when it was Bischoff and Austin as the co-GMs.
Yeah.
But Austin being like, we're having a beer bash tonight. It's like, we can't have a beer bash every week, Steve. Fuck you.
Get me.
Oh shit.
And now, the
here we go.
The outsiders in the ring, and they are hammering away. They are hammering away at Luger, who is all alone in there.
This was a sneak attack. There's Hogan.
Oh my
god.
When you hear the stories of Hogan being an obnoxious, pompous ass, it's like, yeah, I get it. I fucking get it.
I see it
now.
He's a racist. He's a racist too.
What was it? I was it was during the Evil documentary when it was like him being who it was.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, and they were talking about
they covered a Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah, that's what it was. And they were talking about they worked on the show during the day. Nash, Hall, fucking Eric, and all that shit. And he would come in late, and they had a fucking program work for him. And he goes, well, that's not going to work for me, brother.
Okay, that's not him being...
Oh, you fucking ass.
That's not him being a storyline heel. That's just you being a dick in real life.
Yes, be a fucking ass.
Oh, it doesn't work for me, brother.
You're not here.
The show's about to start in a fucking hour.
Yeah, exactly.
We wrote this at 2.
You're not...
Yeah, we wondered who the fourth guy was.
Look at Hogan. He's trying to sew up all the allies he can.
Be all you can be, Bubba. Join the...
Be all you can be, Bubba. Hulk Hogan. A lot of B words in that sentence. Yeah, kick his ass.
Look at that. They're taking him out too, for crying out loud.
Nobody is safe here. Nobody is safe here at WCW. As long
in
as
6 months, Big Bubba joins the WWE.
He joins them.
He leaves the dungeon tube and joins them. Oh, fuck me.
Everything is mapped out. This is the plan.
It's like, fuck you now. We're going to see you in 6 months.
This must have been when they were still working on a logo, right? They were still working on what the logo would look like.
I mean, you saw them. They fucking wrote out a crayon.
You know, Hall and Nash, they made him with this shit. He didn't know what the fuck to do with this.
I mean, he could wear fucking black and white, but he still was fucking... Yeah. He knows something, brother, type shit.
When you watch the documentary, he makes it seem as though that...
The Channing Diesel.
He makes it seem as though that he's the one that turned the switch and say,
yeah, no.
It was my... And they're like...
That could fucking convince you to do it. It was either you or Sting.
Yeah. You didn't want to let go.
If it was Sting, it wouldn't work.
No, Sting wouldn't have done that. I don't think he would have done it anyway.
I wish I would have done this 2 years ago, brother.
I thought... You know what? Who the third option would have been for me? If they had to... It would have been Savage.
I was about to say Savage too, because the connection, I think Savage works better because he was in the same company with these two at the same time.
Right,
Hogan. Like by the time like Diesel and Razor showed up, he was long gone.
Right, I think it would have been Savage because unless you would have gotten somebody from the outside during that era, like you would have had to bring somebody in.
Yeah. I think it makes more sense. Than Macho.
It should have been Savage.
We all know about the trade and the prayers and the vitamins.
Also, the promo is.
And like
Randy's reason would be perfect. Fucking, I'm tired of being in Hogan's shadow.
Right.
I'm being everybody's bitch. Flair took my wife, took my money, shit, and now I'm gonna take this company's money.
And then with
Hogan, you can have Hogan be the valiant babyface trying to stop him.
And Hall selling it with the Nacho Man and all that shit. It would have been funny.
Also, like, just say Hogan would be the valiant babyface. He would not put over Macho.
Hell no.
Then the A would be dead.
Yeah. It wasn't until Hall and Nash said,
look, brother, we could make money here, man.
You have to put somebody over.
I heard all the crying from the so-called
and the garbage starts coming in.
For 3 years. He blamed his divorce, the fact that he couldn't rise to the occasion on Hulk Hogan, brother. And over and over and over and over again this past week, I've heard the whole WCW blame Hulk Hogan for their problems. The only problem
shoot him in the face. Shoot Nash in the face.
I made professional.
I still love that clip of one when they threw the beard at Scott Hall's head.
The greatest ever.
He slicks his hair back.
Made it
the beard.
Perfect. Greatest ever.
Order shall rule the wrestling world.
This conceited jerk. Jesus Christ.
Tell me how you really feel, brother.
And I'm going to ask you. So it's Road Wild, I believe it's
these are the men
Hogan and Giant. And I think Hall and Nash against Sting and Luger.
To walk through it.
Yeah, Sting and Luger. Macho, I think he returns against Road Wild. And then they start doing Hogan and Macho. And then they start incorporating Elizabeth into it type shit.
The thing that everybody or all the people out there don't realize is as I build my empire.
As I live and breathe.
Outsiders that I bring in, or will it be people that are so close to Ted Turner? Maybe Eric Bischoff's friends. Who knows, man? Maybe the guys that are in the locker room right now. There's always been a double loyalty, man. In this business,
what?
They've been loyal to the promoters that have paid double their bills. Loyalty. And they also have been loyal to Hulk Hogan because they know where Hulk Hogan goes. That's where professional wrestling goes.
You have to vent all of this on these people, your peers in this business. How about the kids that have looked up to you for years and years and years, and now it comes down to
fuck the kids, brother.
Yeah, might as well. I don't give a damn about those little motherfuckers.
Straight for all those kids, brother.
2 years in. Hello, my NWO likes.
But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to mess with that skinny little macho man or that crybaby Sting. I'm going
crybaby Sting, ladder,
brother. And at Hog Wild, brother, on August the 10th, if the giant has got guts enough, I'm going to dismantle the whole Ted Turner organization at one night. We're going to take the WCW belt.
So the next Nitro we do is give you 2 days after that pay-per-view.
And we shall reign supreme from that day forward. And as far as I'm concerned, brother, if Ted Turner has any boys in the back that have any guts at all, come on out right now. We'll beat up the whole WCW right now. And what are they going to do?
I remember when Hall and Nash were talking about when they were cutting the NWO promos, the commercials, the black and white shit, and Hogan would just say the most ridiculous shit, random shit, and they were looking at each other like, this shit ain't gonna work. It's like, this is not gonna work. Can you just, like, chop him up? Like, it was not gonna work. He's very, what's the word? Verbose. That's the word.
Oh, no.
Miz out. Dungeon and Doom there, putting it all aside. Oh, man, we have got a battle going on here. We have got a battle here tonight.
Where? Nobody's battling.
We got to go. We are out of time. We'll see you next week.
This guy, like, keeping
you wait. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You waited. So he cuts his whole fucking promo to come out.
And then when he says, "I challenge you," I bet that's when you decide to come out.
Yeah. Like, you waited all that time.
Hey, anybody hear me? You.
You. You. Oh, my fucking Lord.
What have we learned from this episode? What was that?
I don't know.
First thing I'll take away from this. Number one. Like I said earlier, I love the outside venues.
Yeah.
Number two, we can't speak of the man anymore, but his fucking wrestling prowess was great. Number three, Powerhouse Hobbs' father is not really his father. It's just keep saying that it is, but it's not.
You don't know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to change the fucking Wikipedia page. To fucking say it.
And for me, lastly, Jimmy Hart makes horrible music.
Okay. And what about the main NWO angle? You like it so far?
Well, what did you learn from it?
NWO don't know how to do graffiti. They need to work better on their signs. The tag matches are weird as fuck. And that Asian woman needs to come back more.
Thank you, Japan, for coming. Yeah. All right, guys. No,
in reality, this is the start of the NWO.
Oh, this is going to be fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Guys, thank you for listening and watching. And this is going to wrap up this episode. See you guys later.
Turnbuckle Tabloid.
3, 2, 1. Tabloid.